This is the Legion of Skanks podcast on Cave Comedy Radio.
It's fucking hilarious.
You're going to go masturbate to it tonight, I feel like.
With your host, Big J. Okerson.
You gonna let another man buy you sneakers?
Terrible. This is an awful thing.
It's just your goddamn face. I can't look at your goddamn face.
Featuring Luis J. Gomez and Dave Smith.
Lord, I shit my pants. You don't pay your rent.
I know tons of people who will call what I'm saying right now racist.
You might need to put down that crack pipe and check your history facts.
Legion of Skanks podcast.
Bam.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Why'd you laugh, son? Laugh!
The Legion of Skanks Podcast. CaveComedyRadio.com.
Yup. That's it. It's the Legion of Skanks Podcast. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. We are here.
Yes, Big J.
Live at the Hive, the Big J. Oakerson City.
Welcome to the morning drive.
I'm not bad at that.
No, you're great. You sound great. You sound amazing.
We're here live all the way. With our good pals.
By the way, I listened to the first episode recently, and you mockingly introduced the show in the first episode.
Uh-huh.
You're like, hey, this is Big J. Okerson. I guess I'm on a podcast or something.
Rightly so.
Whatever you call me. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm glad you convened. Located it in fucking Queens.
Isn't that like Long Island City?
That's the 7 train.
Dependent on one train.
Unless I'm going to Shea Stadium to mug white people, why would I go to the 7? Thank you, local laughters.
Well, I'm sorry for making this on your way to rob white people, but that's why it's convenient.
Dave, you're my favorite. Let's not change that.
He's your favorite?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Let me introduce
the group here.
Yeah.
Because I want to say we have, of course, Dave Smith, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo.
Hello.
Ding Dong, Bobby Hutch. Omar's here. I want to talk with Omar in a second. Yeah. And we have also in the house the fucking boys from the Race Wars.
Race Wars. Welcome back.
We're having too much fun on Race Wars.
It's the human race's battle against itself.
Can I tell you, when Stern was saying that stuff about Ari and podcasts, one of his big critiques was that there's not enough broadcasting ability, and I think we're proving him wrong right now in this podcast. Like, this is a more traditional.
Are you saying that about
podcasters in general? Like, they don't have any broadcasts.
First of all, let me say again, I haven't.
Do that at the end.
Kurt Metzger and Sherrod Small.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having us, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
I'm known as other Dave Smith voice.
That's when right. Thank you for letting us walk through that open mic of runaway.
You have to walk through a gauntlet of open mics to get here.
Runaway like Port Authority night. Port Authority bus station night here at the.
You got to walk by some experimental comedy in a black box theater. There's a lot to get through.
You have to bring two friends just to get through to the studio.
It looks like a juggalo's raping in the other room.
I like a nice maze of open micers who greet me as if we've known each other for years. I don't know who the fuck they are.
Are they all also asking you if you're definite for that show you agreed to do 3 months ago?
Dude, this is probably the...
I get those a lot. Are you still doing my show next Thursday?
Like, yeah, 3 months.
Where is it?
Because it's impossible to say no 3 months in advance.
Because people want to make fucking posters. And I'm like, listen, my name, if it's just me on a poster, my name's on a draw. I'm not going to add anything
to
your poster.
Wait, did Dave just talk about saying no to something? Did we just miss that?
I don't know what to talk... I don't like that one.
Oh, Dave's got very... Very,
I love Dave. He's my favorite.
I've said no to over 3 things since I started comedy.
That's right.
So. And by the way, they were very embarrassing offers.
It was twice the Modi no, and then once the Modi yes.
I'm sorry, sir. I just can't do that.
I'm counting that yes to Modi as a no.
I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot.
So this is the podcast. This is what y'all do over here?
This is it. Now, I'll tell you what.
Where's the skanks? I thought it was a legion of skanks.
Where's the skanks?
I see about you 2-3.
Can I say I feel mutiny here?
I like that delayed laugh. That was nice.
I feel like there's trouble in the ranks here because I asked Omar. Omar, of course, is the engineer. He's got skills.
Yeah.
I asked him if he could pour me a glass of water, and he poured me a glass of water like I'm 8 years old.
Like what happened? He don't want you to pee to bed, Jay. You tinkle dream. You know that.
So what? I wrap my Tempur-Pedic in plastic. I can't have a man-sized glass of water because I have a little dream tinkle.
It was pretty funny. Like, you could have just said, like, I'm too busy to pour the water, but you poured him just like a
You poured me a glass of water like an engineer.
I just
like,
thought you wanted just a little bit to, like, keep your palate wet.
He gave you a Lawrence of Arabia amount of water. Yeah. Conserve the water.
Yeah, this is the desert.
You have a long journey ahead.
He gave me, like, a chaser for a teaspoonful of Dimetap.
You won't even finish it. That's the real thing. You won't even finish
it. Make it last.
You needy bastard.
You needy motherfucker.
But thanks for having us. This is we're having fun.
Yeah, the fans are very excited. You guys were supposed to be on multiple times.
Yes, and who canceled?
I don't know. It was you guys.
No, but who out of us canceled?
I don't know. I think it was you like three
That's
times.
That's the white Sherrod. Dream in your fucking head. Do you want to say Kurt?
White dream.
White dream, Lewis.
You say I want to be white?
Of course
I dream
you do.
Of whites.
Yes. Yes. Both. Wet dream. White, wet dream.
Lewis, you dream of being white.
That's why I'm glad that son is white, because he got something Lewis will never have.
Half whiteness?
Lewis is just as Puerto Rican as me.
Lewis, you're not welcome in two worlds.
Worth the trip.
No, Lewis' son looks fucking Hispanic.
Yeah, he looks pretty
good. He's a good looking kid, though.
He's good, very
he's
good.
He's going to grow out of that Hispanic thing, trust me.
How?
We all went through a Hispanic
God
phase.
Help.
No, he's going to play it up. He's going to go fucking like the Bailamos route, right? He's going to fucking do the whole like sex. See Hispanic kid.
He's gonna be like a bohemian. Like, what is he? We don't know.
I'm gonna put him on. You're gonna put him on America's Got Talent. He's gonna do like a little cha-cha dancing or something. I don't know. It's gonna be him and a chihuahua.
You don't know any Hispanic stuff to teach him.
I really don't.
You gonna teach him how to walk a dog?
Dude,
and
it was
not
actually really
shit.
That's so them.
Teach him how to stare you down as you walk onto the subway platform.
Hold on. You gonna teach him how to just sit on a mailbox for several hours?
You teach him how to yell the word ma at your girlfriend while you walk with her awkwardly for ten bucks.
I'm trying to like
yo ma.
I want him to like learn MMA, obviously, one day. So I'm like in the gym today and I'm like hitting the heavy bag and I want him to hit the heavy bag.
And you're
with
picturing
me.
It your son?
No, dude, listen to me. He fucking, as he starts hitting the heavy bag with me, like he just stops and walks over to me and gives me a big heartfelt hug for no reason.
You
I should
punch
him
in his fucking face right there.
Life lesson, son. Yeah, teach him.
Condition that kid.
Show no weakness, not even to dad.
That kid is going to grow
It was
up.
The sweetest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
How old is your son?
He's two.
Wow. He's a cute kid.
You're gonna hug your enemies, faggot?
Knee strike, groin strike, eye gouge. There are no rules. But he doesn't have it in him. I mean, you know, I would like make him fight. Before I had a kid, I had a much different idea of what having a kid was going to be.
Vagina was.
He thought it going to be the Gracie family in your house.
Yeah, dude.
Everyone tossing and flipping each other. That was your dream home.
The flying Malachis.
It was going to be all fucking pads all over the floors and walls. Like, every room was going to be a dojo.
Nice armbar, son. Now let's have dinner.
We talk about the news and stuff. What are we talking about?
We don't talk about the news.
What's going on in the world? We don't talk about what's going on in the world.
Of course we do. Lewis Lombard is kid. By the way, Ted Cruz is running.
One of the topics.
What about Ted Cruz, Jay? What are your thoughts?
Jay, what are your Ted Cruz thoughts?
I have no thoughts.
What?
Yeah.
Just in general, not even about Ted Cruz.
Is he anti-abortion? I mean, how many abortions were you responsible for? I think I still got you beat.
Three pretty huge ones.
No, wait, did you pay?
Huge. Wait, like, what do you mean huge? The babies were huge? They were 8 months?
Yeah.
Talking 12
that was
fetuses.
That was one big-ass abortion. That was 8 pounds of abortion.
They killed the baby with a single shot behind the ear.
She was on her way to
the fucking No Country for Old Men is fucking kids.
Is it considered an abortion if the kid has a haircut?
Hold on.
She was on her way to flu practice.
Just be honest. Was the child wearing mittens? Did the kid have a lunchbox?
See how fun news can be?
I think that's 5 votes for Ted Cruz.
Wait, I want to know about these abortions. How did you pay? Did you pay top dollar? Or did you get the discount, Chumpy?
I had at least 8 or 9, I don't feel embarrassed.
No shit.
Easily.
I think the 9th is free.
I just got one.
You get an abortion card like Dunkin' Donuts?
They do give you a free tape of the Parenthood, which
I just got one abortion under my belt. And then one miscarriage. Is that okay?
Well, it's under her belt. Let's get real. Don't be an asshole.
It's under God's belt.
My hands are clean.
That's God's abortion.
The Romans when they take Christ. She's the Jew of that situation. I'm the Romans. With clean, I wash my hands of this abortion.
Dude, my one. Yeah, here's the thing, Kurt. You know me long enough to know when I was like, fuck, dude. This might sound sort of illegal. Yeah.
Take a slow time.
This is like I think.
Well, go on, Kermit Gosnell.
I think 19 and 16. Are you about to tell us a story? Cheryl. Cheryl got pregnant.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit, this is personal. Parents, get your kids. Bring them close to the podcast machine. Bring them close to the podcast machine right now. This is the moment. Jay, go.
Podcast machine.
Bring them close to the podcast machine.
I still picture it's a big wooden radio that everyone's gathered around.
Oh, Jay's Fireside Podcast.
Everyone's wearing a three-piece suit on way to go to the airport.
Put on Legion of Skanks. I hear Barry Cuomo is going to be on. Tie a yellow ribbon round.
Hey, who's the girl?
I forgot the whole story.
Really, Cheryl.
You know the story. It's birthday.
Okay,
by the way, he's
trying to bail on it now because he did something illegal in it. I want to hear this.
No.
When I first met Jay, this was the girl.
You did a poor man's abortion? Kicked down a flight of stairs?
No, this was the girl.
Jay couldn't afford stairs back then.
He was dating she was a cute girl, but she was one of them like South Jersey kind of wigger chicks, and she had she had all her hair, like J.B. Smoove's joke about your forehead's bleeding. Oh. All her hair pulled all the way back tight.
A tight ponytail.
She favored a nice puffy coat all year. Okay.
This must have been 1996.
She's like, Jay.
This is 1999.
And she had a delightful.
I'm a little off, but I know the fashion.
Dude, if you want to hear.
It was like a jet engine fan was blowing her face back.
No, her accent. Her accent. The only people who do the accent on TV is on Kroll's show. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. Dude, that's Cheryl's accent. So perfect.
Yo, you want to come to my wedding?
My wedding? Over there?
You want to get a Coke and go on the houseboat?
Honish Wagner pre-owned club.
What is that, favorite. South Jersey? What is that?
Dude.
No, but they did one. Outside of Philly, they did Philly, Pittsburgh, and Maryland all coming together on one. It was fucking
great. It was great. She had a real... Well, you know, that's the fucking infamous story, the masturbation tape.
He had a sex tape. Now, when I say sex tape, there was a video and also a cassette tape.
Of her. You did it in two forms
she
of
had
audio?
And I don't know what you did with it, the cassette.
Well, you just got it back recently.
You have it?
I have it, but we don't have a tape player.
Yeah, we don't have a tape player. It's Cheryl masturbating.
You gotta get a fucking tape player. What?
I know.
It's
well,
so good.
Try to find one, dude.
And an app for that?
No, dude. It's Sherrod, this is one of the best things ever. This
it's
is like
ex masturbating a tape, and she's going, "Yeah, Jay, yeah."
In a South Jersey kind of.
Yeah, she says like weird things. That she goes, like when she answers, she comes. She goes, "Oh," she goes, "I'm still playing with it."
Oh.
Yeah. And then she goes, and
she worked down at the docks.
She goes, "I swear to God," she goes, "This is the last thing she says." She goes, "My pussy doesn't even smell."
She calls you married.
By the way, Jay passed this around to all of his friends.
Of course he did.
So we have all jerked off to this little girl.
Hold on. You have a cassette player?
Off to
You've been holding out with a cassette player. Now, the videotape, I don't know if you saw that, but the videotape was her sitting on the carpet playing with herself, which is like a filthy floor. Like there's a Captain Crunch on her pussy. And she's fucking.
He's right. At one point, she just grabs garbage off her floor and starts stuffing it into her snatch. It's like one of those things that a one-stem rose goes into, the little water bottle test tube. She just grabs it. She goes, "Oh, look, there's a thing." It's just whamming.
Tremendous immune system.
Yeah, you just
it's a real soft Camden area immune system.
That's hilarious. Listen, you talking about I can't turn away.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Why did you abort this angel baby?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
God needed a webcam girl in heaven.
Did we lose... Jay, did we lose the cure for cancer?
That's fair.
God needed one more webcam girl in heaven.
Did we fucking lose...
That's
is somebody about to invent an oil alternative is gone?
Yeah, wow. Something tells me we're no closer to Mars because of what this kid would have been.
Believe it or not, she actually rose from the low levels of webcam girl up to finding a new fossil fuel. That was her life story. That's what you robbed the world of.
Wait a minute, hold on. Why you aborted one child? This is two with this girl.
No, it was one with her.
Wait, no, but how did you... What was the story?
And don't
it was
try
like
to act like you didn't love the girl,
story.
Motherfucker.
Oh,
you know
no,
you loved
he,
her.
He admits
that.
Oh, no.
Say it, Jay.
He gave her that
show respect,
abortion.
Jay.
No, she broke his heart.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
She brought what? She fucked somebody?
Just started fucking some other
black
dude.
Was it a black dude? Be honest.
No, wow. It's the dude she's married
did you
to
wish,
now.
Did you wish it was a black dude?
Sort of.
He would have jerked off.
Something
it's a better story for my blues album. Big old dick motherfucker. Come in my house.
Make it Kevin Hart.
Oh, man, me and Kev got a great story. We went to a college gig one time, and we brought three black girls back to our hotel room.
Why are you going to start laughing on black girls?
No, sorry, because it's not. By the way, the laughs are not at these girls.
Hey, slow down, Starbucks. We're having a conversation.
Even the back group was like this. Yeah, that was kind of fucked up.
Dude, this is great. We were playing like Truth or Dare with these three chicks. Yeah,
what school was it? Was someone in Philly?
I don't remember. No, I think maybe like... May have been
Delaware.
No, I don't know where. It was somewhere upstate New York, maybe Syracuse or something like that. It was like it was Kev, but like Kev wasn't known yet or anything. We just like went and did a college gig together.
So this was just a short guy and a fat guy.
Yeah,
back when you were equals.
Yes, but pretty much Kev brought back.
Let him laugh, Jay.
I am. I'm giving the space.
Let him laugh.
I'm giving the space.
You good?
Kev got one hot chick. And her two fat, awful friends who had, they had cornrows, but not even a lot of them, like big, thick, like it was just two on the side and three on top.
Yes.
They were like, all right, this like a fucking guy says he's going to be famous.
They look like, she worked on a fucking conveyor belt line making like plastic trucks
or something like that. Did she look like Lobot from Empire Strikes Back? Yeah.
She looked like Exhibit. Big, giant fucking, like she was pimping
gonna,
people's rides.
Yeah, she was going to pimp my ride or set it off. One of those two things was going to happen.
I'm thinking Janet Jackson, but go ahead.
But so Kev, we bring these girls back to the hotel, and Kev goes, he whispers in my ear, he goes, dare me to pull my dick out.
And he loves pulling his dick out.
Sure,
can we just tell the fans that?
I've
seen his fucking mule.
I go, Kev, I dare you to pull your dick out, and he did it so fast. And Kev's 5'3",
but his dick is 5'4". I'm gonna be honest with you.
I mean, no shit, his dick's fucking 10. He has a 10-inch dick for a guy that little. So even just soft and swinging, his dick was intimidating to me.
It had a suit jacket on.
And then he goes.
It had a Creflo Dollar preacher suit on.
It was wearing
buttons.
It was wearing Beats by Dre's.
They need a power bar before that.
His dick had a dick.
No, he pulls it out, and the girls are all impressed. And then he goes to me, he goes, Jay, I dare you to pull your dick out. And I just whispered in his ear, I was like, come on, man. I'm like, you're going to make a guy three times your size pull out a dick fucking less than half, mate? No. Half.
By the way, at this point, your dick's shrinking into your body.
Yeah, of course.
Your dick knows now it might be challenged.
Yeah, now it's on the line. Exactly. Now it's like, it's fucking picture day, and I woke up late. Oh. I'm taking the pictures. I didn't take a shower. I hope it doesn't show on the picture.
Get your father's suit. And then you do it?
Well, Kev ended up bringing the girl, the hot chick in the bathroom, and he's fucking her, I guess, a 10-inch dick fuck, and she's making all kinds of great noise.
I mean, you never heard those noises
before
in your
life. These two animals sat on one bed and I sat on the other bed, and they definitely would have done something, but I just made it, I was like, oh, The Matrix. Have you guys seen this yet? This movie really makes you think, doesn't it? Maybe we're all just living in the just trying to get any conversation.
Jason.
I don't want these girls big shirling my dick, like rolling up their sleeves and giving it a fucking three-finger hand job.
Were they down, the two girls?
I think so.
Of course they were down. You should have took those two big Lonnie Loves and fucking...
Oh, wait, who were the ones on fucking Best Week Ever?
Oh, Frangela.
Yeah, you had Frangela.
I'm imagining the Nasty Boys from old school WWF.
Yes.
Like one of them is going to take your face and put it in the other one's armpit.
Yes.
It's great.
They were like, yeah. They were
whatever,
both,
dude.
They were both wearing like Dickie shirts.
Yeah.
You could have had it. You know what? Kevin Hart might have won that one, but after that, he got 15 movies in a row. So.
Yeah, it was pretty much a gravy train after that.
Do you have any story where you beat Kevin Hart or anything?
No.
We look up to you, and this is a little weird for us.
I look up to both.
Do you want
to
hear a fantastic... I'll tell you a fantastic story where I thought I was going to win. A fantastic story. And
what?
This is
fuck, tap dancing.
This is incriminating, but it's a fucking great story.
Is this the tap dancing?
Kevin Hart raped my sister.
No, this is a Kevin
better
Hart
have more cock in
raped
the story.
My sister.
I swear to God.
It does. This is a great. This is a fucking unreal story of me thinking I beat Kev. So me and Kev drove. We go to do a college in like fucking I don't know, near Buffalo or something. It's like a 9-hour drive.
Upstate New York.
Yeah, all these stories are in the bleakest part of New York.
Yeah.
Go on, Ichabod Crane. Right. What else happened?
right by Niagara Falls. And we go up there, and we get to the hotel early, and we're just like, we're not tired. And me and Kev have a very 20-year-old and 19-year-old guy decision, and we go, you want to order hookers to the room?
That's not 19.
He agrees, yes. We gotta,
wait a minute, time out.
What? Go ahead.
How old are you?
I was 20, Kev was 19.
So okay. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Thanks, crowd.
So, we're
thanks again.
We get a hotel room. We said let's order hookers. And here's the thing. I said no, actually. My first thing that I was no because...
You had no money.
No. That was one of the reasons. But also it was like...
You were full. You ate too much pizza.
Yes. You had a shit. I didn't want to fart on a hooker.
It is an extra $35.
No, you know what it is? I just go, in these situations, they always do tend to work out. I got a million stories of like... Things went great for Kev, and then I'm fucking, you know, sitting with my thumb up my ass.
We've
somewhere.
Seen that, Jay. Yeah. It plays out on Entertainment Tonight every night. Fuck you, crowd. You could have gave me more. Fuck you. I know you love Jay.
So we call, and they go, well, we have twin sisters who are out working together. I go, yes, then I'll do it. Those twin sisters, I can't go possibly wrong. So me and Kev make a decision that we go, listen. They come here and goes, we're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, let's look through the peephole. We'll both look through the peephole. If the girls are ugly, we'll just fucking, we won't answer the door. Worst case scenario.
Did you have to bring a chair over by the door for Kev?
Yeah. He's had a good too long. Fuck him.
I got your back, Jay.
Thanks, Lewis.
One of those paper towel things.
I assume a periscope.
A periscope on a paper towel rolls.
Oh, my Lord.
You're a big boy.
Those girls are unattractive.
She's got big boobs.
I'm all tiny. Do you girls want to have sex with my penis?
Well, why did you say so? That's a horse of a different color.
So we will look and see if they're good looking at all. So I just remember I'm totally across the room in the door when there's a knock on the door. And by the way, we're starting to get now like we're tired is setting in while they're coming, so we're like maybe we won't even do this. There's a knock on the door. There's an adrenaline spike. Kev's running over the door. He looks through the peephole and just looks back at me and he gives a thumbs up. He's giving me any options.
Oh, man. I know he's...
Opens the door. Now it's two chicks. One is dressed in fucking normal, like jeans and like t-shirt thing. Like she was definitely the hotter of the two.
Yeah,
she was just regular. The other girl was wearing like a fucking prom dress. She looked ridiculous. She had stupid fucking her hair.
That's the one
off.
I would have picked. I would have picked that bitch.
So here's the thing.
She tried.
We get in there. We basically say who's going to do what here. The girl goes, well, I love fucking black guys, so I'll go with him. That's the prom dress girl.
Was I right? So, was I right to pick her?
But here's the thing. Yeah, but I said,
rose. Nobody
listen? I was like, fantastic, because that she's fucking looks ridiculous. But she drops her fucking dress. Her body is fan-fucking-tastic.
I know a booty when I hear it, nigga, prom dress.
The jeans girl drops her pants.
Yeah.
The jeans
Kev's
girl
turns out to be a big Hollywood producer, too. She's like, hey, you want to do Soul Plan?
The rest is history.
Sir, you just fucked yourself right into a small picture deal.
I would have taken anybody, honestly.
Have you ever heard the name Tom Arnold? Maybe you've heard the likes of Andy Milonakis.
Wait, tell me your story. I want to hear.
I hate that kid, by the way.
So, my God, I got the hotter chick. The fucking chick in the jeans, though, takes off her clothes, and she's got the fucking... She's thin still, but she's got the... I may have farted out a kid or five fucking body.
Yeah.
So like a kangaroo pouch? What
yes.
are you talking about?
I was like, okay, but whatever. And the other girl's body was fucking fantastic, the prom dress girl. So Kev is already in the process.
By the way, that's exactly how they describe both of the guys. His body was fantastic.
Those twins are telling that story right now.
That piece of shit looked like he shit out five or six kids.
I mean, his body's whatever. I said fine.
Hey, his money's green.
Meanwhile, the black guy had a big cock, amazing body.
Meanwhile, I'm over there, frog looking this guy's little fucking bud.
Guy's dressed like Heavy D in the 90s. By the way, Jay's dressed like Heavy D, if you want to say something.
Oh,
Jay
shit.
Had a flat top and overall.
Shit.
Good for you, Lewis. That was the fucking funniest shit.
I walk in, the guy's got a flat top and overall. All right, whatever.
Is Jay wearing a raincoat? A fashionable raincoat?
Oh, Jesus.
Motherfucker. So yeah.
I really want to hear that podcast.
So she... So yeah, so at one point I look over and this girl's blowing Kev, and it just looks like, you know, it's like two hands and a mouth working and such, like they're all stretching apart really far. And
he's
just
in the bathroom, she's on the bed.
Yeah, and meanwhile like her sister,
like this, you mean like slapping?
I mean,
like,
really giving it a
like
lot
she's
of fucking
taffy,
yeah, exactly,
or fucking
yeah,
like weenie
taffy.
But she's trying to install fluorescent lighting tubes.
She's making her own spaghetti.
Let air into it. You gotta put air into it.
She's trying to crack the code on a pipe bomb. And so it just looks so. And meanwhile, this girl, my dick is so soft, and this girl's trying to put a condom on my dick while it's soft. So she just like puts it like one click over my dick head and keeps like, and starts like fucking lizard licking the tip of my dick. And every time it would get like a centimeter harder, she would just like one click down, like with the condom, it would take one click down.
It's like trying to put a winter coat on an impatient kid.
Dude, it took forever.
Jay, well,
I've been
stand
there,
up,
people.
Jay.
I want to go to school.
So
you got to put your coat on, Jay.
I don't want to go to school.
Don't get spaghetti legs, Jay.
At one point, I want to make it clear also, at one point I look over and Kev's fucking this chick and she yells out the words, I love fucking black guys.
Oh, you're going to be so successful in this industry. You're going to make so much money.
This is going to be a real highlight for my life at some point.
You'll never cry on a podcast.
This might sound crazy, but I heard her, and we all black dudes heard her when she said that. I was cooking ribs. I was making ribs. Like that.
We got another one. Another one.
You're going to star in a movie with Will Ferrell one day. You, sir, I will never hear from again.
So this girl is
I need a lighter for my cigarette. Yes, I roll cigarettes, Camera. I roll cigarettes with drum tobacco.
I'd love some of your cigarettes.
Thank you, Camera. It's cigarettes.
Can I have some of your cigarettes? So
no, we can't pass around cigarettes, Jay.
So Kurt, so this is good. So right. Kev finishes fucking her, and this girl just starts. She got my dick hard enough, and she's on top of me.
Yeah.
She's on top of me riding my dick. And it's just not going that great.
Yeah. For her?
For either of us.
Okay.
I'm guessing. And what's funny is, like, at one point I look over at Kev, and Kev's dick is literally soft and, like, touching his nipple, laying across his fucking stomach.
It is a
and he looks over
cock.
Me. He's
going, a beautiful cock.
He's just petting it.
And I look over at him, and he winks and gives me a thumbs up, like, you're doing it, dude. And I swear to you, seconds later, that girl's riding my dick, and I look down, I go, what is that? And she goes, ah, shit, I'm bleeding. She got her fucking period.
Oh, thank God she didn't have her prom dress on.
Awesome. This is a happy story.
Dude, twin sisters. So I was like, well, Kev can't win this fucking story because it's twin sisters. And that's how fucking different that situation went. A girl screaming, I love fucking black guys, and another girl going, sorry, I got my period on your fucking tiny condom dick.
I definitely know it wasn't your dick that made me bleed.
But,
that's definitely my period.
But,
she didn't know. If you, Jay, listen to me. Look at my eyes, Jay. She didn't know what I'm
really, thanks, Sharon.
That was from you, sir.
I probably busted something loose, right? I hit
that's
so far
right.
back
you
there.
Broke wow. Robinson, you broke Robin's. You broke
shit up.
Yeah, dude, she feels it today, bro.
I knocked down the wall. She knows. She still remembers this face.
That's right. You tore up her mess.
You did it. Well, I did find a news story. In honor of Sherrod and Kurt that I saw, but I we gotta get Bobby to pull it up. Did you guys see?
Never heard about this abortion.
Which?
No, he tried to change the subject. You didn't know.
No,
that?
I'll tell you right now. It was my ex girlfriend, my fucking My ex-wife and my
it's a lot of exes. Can I call them?
Sure. I think it's definitely there was no kid, but Dave. But if she was pregnant, like she was, I believe she was lying. But if she wasn't lying and she was pregnant, because there's no kid. But some girl, a one night stand I had in Alaska with a ginger chick whose pussy smelled
six
really
months
bad.
Of daylight. Was cute, you was there right? When the daylight time wasn't you?
It was.
I remember
it was
hot.
Daylight fucking. I know you, Jay.
30 days a night. I fucked a ginger.
She's yeah. Such
gingers
a whore
are fun
in the daylight.
They're crazy though, but they're fucking fun to
she
fuck.
Was hot. Yeah, no, she was actually one of the hotter chicks I hooked up with.
You know what?
The
vagina
bonkers.
Hair not as red as you think they would be. Not as red.
More of a light brown.
Yeah.
Hers was pretty red.
Yeah.
She was ginger.
She had a freckle place.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Total freckle box. But cute chick.
Yeah.
But yeah, but she so if she was pregnant, she had an abortion.
Remember that band Freckle Box? They were pretty good.
They were good. I think Madonna discovered them.
Well, they say gingers don't have souls, so the kid wouldn't have had a soul.
Her pussy was like the clown from American Horror Story, all smelly.
That's a great clown.
Eventually we killed it in a field.
Yeah.
There was the one chick who beat up the other chick and then started smacking around the little kid that was with her. Did you guys see this news story? It's fucking crazy, dude.
Wait, what?
It was really
happened?
Pull up the video. Pull up the video for the
what's
YouTube
the story,
fans as well.
Lewis, what's the story? You know I'm a news guy.
So,
what is it?
Well, can I tell you how I saw it, or should I tell you what the facts are after? Because I feel like you guys should just see it first.
You're the storyteller here, Scorsese. Go for it.
Well, all right. There was the way I saw it was there was two girls fighting, a black chick and a white chick. And the
black girl
chick,
don't win. We all jump
we all
in.
Jump in.
Hey, man, I thought
no
it was
bullshit.
A fight. A fight. And then you're right, a white. The a white don't win. We all jump
see, if you
in.
Call yourself white, what do you say a nigga for? You fucking yeah. Son of a bitch.
No, I was just saying what the
it's
kids used to
no,
chant.
No,
the
no.
Kids used to listen. I mean,
no,
this.
Quote, give me air quotes.
That's
then,
the kids
Lewis.
Used
that
to chant this at me as they used to throw rocks at me and beat me up because I was the nigger. I was the nigga.
Guess what? You still are the nigga, 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 nigga.
By the way, me and Lewis.
By the way,
me
before the attack, Lewis is like, I hope you get that, nigga. I saw him go that way. Clunk.
Lewis was like, yes, we're playing my favorite game. Let's get this guy.
That shows you what different neighborhoods, though, me and Lewis grew up in because in my neighborhood, it was if the nigger don't win, we all jump in. It went
the
other
way.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so the black chick is fucking.
Not everyone was raised in the opening song to Fresh Prince.
Are you pulling this up, Omar?
Well, I was.
I'm not trying anymore.
My mom was so scared, but I only had an uncle who did heroin a couple blocks away.
She was a little scared. More
hit girl hits kid. Girl hits kid. Hit the news on Google.
1,000 results.
So
one dude got it.
The black chick's fucking this white chick up, and there's a little kid who's like maybe 4 or 5 years old, starts kind of like hitting the black chick to get off, which I think is his mom.
No, that's jumping. She should have fucked that 4-year-old up.
No, she did. She did. She does. Here, pull it up, dude.
There's video of it?
There's video of this, bro. Because black people were taping it and yelling world star.
Wait, let's get this straight. Was the 4-year-old hefty?
No.
Was he solid?
Was
like
a 4-year-old
was he like a fire hydrant? Was he hard to knock
she
down?
Did he already have cornrows?
Is this too much? You don't like beating
what
up
is
kids?
It? Yes, that's...
Wait, let me see. Hold on.
What happened y'all niggas? He went to a Megadeth fucking concert. You
oh, it's gotta be it. Did she punch a baby?
let me find it. You guys continue.
Let's go. I want to see this kid get clobbered.
Yeah.
That's great words, by the way. Clobbered.
Yes, or beat to a pulp.
So it's a sister. A sister that's gets it. Beat up, and
or
then
pummeled.
They...
pummeled. I like pummeled.
Clobbered's good, though.
No, you're right. Jay, you're right.
Yeah, so what it ends up being, it wasn't two women. It ended up being a 14-year-old girl fighting a 13-year-old girl, and it was her little brother.
No, I agree, Lewis. The story's sexy. But then...
After you come, what happens?
So...
Jason.
All right, my dick's hard. Now what?
Jason.
What are we going to do about
where's
this?
Where's the meat? Where's the meat on the story?
All right, is this up in the chat right now?
Yeah.
The punches has been arrested on an unrelated charge.
Oh, world star.
As you can imagine,
boom, bap. Oh, sniznap. I'm the guys who were actually there.
No, you gotta watch
Wiz
Hut,
though. Nuh-uh.
They're blurring it.
Oh, hell's no.
She's finally
y'all's grown ass bitches.
Hand in hand with her very young brother. Then
right.
You can see
look.
The attacker running after her again and attacking her from behind. The little boy can be seen.
That's what he said.
He's trying to swing to defend his bigger sister, and that's when the girl punches him and pushes him so hard to the ground.
You fucking
that
animal.
So disturbing.
He'll learn.
Showing that.
Where's that part, though?
Wait, they didn't show it? Where was this?
Oh,
Bobby,
man.
Bobby, how...
I remember back.
You gotta pull up.
What are they fighting over though? I don't got contact.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Call him a nigga.
It was probably
that's one to grow on.
Turf.
What happened, Jay?
I don't know.
What's the story?
What do your people fight over?
Well, your people.
Wait, I thought it's one's black and one's white.
It's like talking to...
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm my
like
own
talking
people.
To Hellboy talking to you. It's like talking to Hellboy. You know one day they're going to turn on you, don't
we
you?
We have, listen to me. Shrud, we have white.
Both of them was fucking a little wheezy. One thought it was his bottom bitch.
Listen, it's wrong. This is awful shit.
Here, can you pull this up
you
for
them? You should not hit a kid. Yeah, that's not, what the fuck? You should not hit a kid. Or fight.
Sure, I'll put your dick away.
Well, I like when girls fight. Like, anybody cares if a girl's fighting.
Dude, well, first of all, this chick beats the piss out of this other girl.
Yeah, this other girl cares.
Dude, don't you love... I love watching girl fights.
What's listen, it over?
I'm going to be honest. It's not the best camera angle, but I think it's fair to say we can blame all black people for this.
Look at this.
Bip, boom, bip.
Oh.
Bloss. Oh, God.
This chick has terrible defense.
Oh, really?
They both look white to me. Yeah, I don't see a black one.
Me too.
But that's her shoes, Kurt. Bitch.
Oh, the shoes are white.
It's ignorant shit.
And look at this
it's
little fucking,
shit.
This little boy, man. I feel so bad for this kid.
Why? Shouldn't have fucking popped off.
It's ignorant shit, nigga. This is
he's gonna pop mad shit.
All good people are against this.
Yeah. Yo, was he fucking
talking? Everybody talk? Who's a good human being what, is against it. I don't care what race you are.
Hold on, where was this? Does anybody know?
Was he talking shit?
It was outside of your apartment, Kurt. Don't talk like you don't know what it is. Is it?
Boom.
Man.
The little, again?
The little kid defends
again?
His sister, man.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
Perfect. Fuck. That girl's 2-0 in one fight. Yeah, take a knee.
I mean, I literally think that bitch should be shot.
Shut up.
Lewis, statistically, she probably will be.
Indianapolis.
Where is it?
Indianapolis.
It's fine. She's, feeling about she's at least going to get tasered by a mall cop.
I was tasered on the way here. Yeah. That don't make
that
it
ain't
right.
Shit.
It just makes me angry.
That don't make it right.
Yeah, well, no you find out.
Listen,
over.
She need to be arrested and prosecuted.
Here's what you find
for
out.
For child
though.
Abuse.
Yeah. That chick
an
is
assault?
14. She's 14.
I don't give a fuck how old she is.
The girl.
They got juvenile for a little crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, punching
like that.
A 5-year-old's pretty
serious.
Yeah,
she should be charged.
Listen,
absolutely.
5-year-olds get punched more than you can imagine.
Yeah.
And usually it's
I will
from
not
somebody
take
they know.
From them.
And not from a stranger.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
I will not take back sass from a 5-year-old.
But don't try to act like 5-year-olds ain't assholes, too. They say they
but
shit.
But a flush fucking shot in the jaw is pretty
he weaved the first one, little Fred Savage.
Which, by the way, I'm not going to lie.
Little Fred Savage.
He took it better than his sister.
He won the years, the bitch.
Yeah. He got ready to go some more.
Louis, why can't your boy fight
you.
Like that?
You should be laughing.
Always hugging his daddy.
Your kid probably would have just cried through
there
that.
There is no way that that girl's going to grow up to do anything productive.
You don't
world.
Know that.
I know
you
that.
You don't know that.
I know that.
Lewis, you've been alive for 13 minutes, stupid. You
no,
don't know
I'm not.
That.
First of all, I have been alive for 33 years, and I'm going to tell you right
so
now.
It is so old.
It is.
How do you even get around with your little feeble body?
How could you even fucking... That chick will never grow up and do anything
that's
in
not,
society productive. That's
that
crazy.
I mean, that's a solid bet. To make, I wouldn't say it's an absolute, but I'd put money on
it's
it.
You don't even know what the violence this young girl
would,
went through in her own house. That she even
I 100% agree with you.
You through violence to
that
go
definitely,
do some dumb shit like that.
Yeah, you're right.
She,
you're, that's
no
a good
shit.
One.
I'm not even saying, I'm
and
not even
treatable.
Disagreeing
Lewis,
with
guess
that.
Guess what? Here's the magic. It's treatable.
I don't think that chick is treatable.
Really, Lewis? Yeah,
I really don't,
Mike
kid.
Tyson used to do the same thing. If he came in here, you would hug him, you dummy.
Now he mates pigeons.
She's he used to beat up his little kids the same way.
She's probably treatable, but the way the world works, do you believe that chick?
Well, that's why I'm
might
saying I'd still
solve something
down.
Big in her
yeah.
life.
She's fucking around being a nurse later.
Nobody,
back on that shit.
Nobody's that fucking aggressive. Who's like worthwhile? Like nobody. Like you would not be that aggressive unless you already got all the wrong lessons.
It's too late. She's programmed the wrong way already.
No, look, Sherrod's technically right.
True.
One out of like 100,000 of those girls will turn their life around. But
it's
like,
not 100,000 of those girls walking around.
Yeah, there
guys.
Is. Yeah, there
100,000 girls
yeah.
who beating up
Listen,
little kids.
That's
yes,
not, that's
yes.
Not
you just said how often do 5-year-olds get beat up? There
okay,
are, dude. There are.
In your life,
there's only one Mike Tyson, David.
Every trailer park.
Listen, in your life.
Up neighborhood in this country.
In your life,
is-
shut up. In your life, right? You've known, like when you went to school, you probably know one or two girls that were that type of girl, right? that would attack somebody. Like, I remember exactly in my school.
You stunted.
I think more than one or two.
It wasn't. It was an unusual thing. And usually it's because they were getting,
ironically,
having to suck their dad's dick or some awful shit.
I know what you're saying, but I think there was more than one or two in my childhood that I knew. Like,
where did you go to school?
Well, I went to PS 107 first, and that was like a school full of people.
Dave, here's what I guarantee you. As many ass whoopings that girl can give out, she's gotten more than that.
I agree with you completely. Agree with you on that. Yes, 100%.
You don't know. I don't see a champion when I see a bitch do something like that. I see a loser.
Yeah.
I see a fucking loser.
I'm not arguing.
I see an undefeated loser.
Who needs help?
2-0, dude. That's actually her reel for nanny.com.
She's 2-0 in the fights we saw. She's motherfucking... She lost 8 of those fucking fights.
Bro, listen, I'm with you, and I'm gonna tell you right now. My mother used to fuck me up. I don't have the excuse to go out and do whatever the fuck I want to do now, and I can't go hit children because my mom used to beat me.
Listen, Louis, I agree. Your mother was always right, but everybody's parent is not.
But no, you have to make a disconnect at one point. And if you let the everyone
your mom had some points, Louis.
Everyone has dealt a different hand.
Eat her points, Louis.
And you play your fucking
every beating six and earlier.
You play your hand, now you play your hand, and if you choose to play your hand like a fucking asshole, I mean, you get what's coming. You deserve.
Louis, if you're writing off 14-year-olds, you're wrong.
Wait, say that again.
If you're writing off 14-year-olds.
I'm writing off that. I'm not writing off that. That's not any 14-year-old, dude. I don't. By the way, and
well, Sherrod, would you say no 14-year-old you can write off? Like a fucking murderer?
No, it's always obsession. Say the word for me.
What?
Thank you.
Exceptions.
Oh, exceptions to the rule.
Okay, so I'm saying, right. So there are some 14-year-olds you can write off.
Yeah, that's my exception. Any 14-year-old I don't know personally or care about.
No, she, you know how I know
like
she ain't?
My kid,
because once she realized she was hitting a kid, she stopped. A real fucking psychopath.
She knew what the fuck she was doing,
she,
dude.
After she hit the kid once and the kid fell... She stopped.
Sherrod, listen to me.
That's
so that's your line. If she would have kept on going, then she should be written off. That's crazy.
Yes. That's my line. Yes. That's
hold
what
on,
I,
guys.
I stand by that.
I wrote them all off when I found out they were from Indianapolis. That's all I told.
Touche.
Like, never even mind the
touché.
Fight.
Touche.
Kurt does probably make the most salient points.
I don't really invest too much thought into the future of the people on World Star Hip Hop videos.
I agree, but Kurt is right. If you're from Indiana and not from Gary and singing with your four brothers, I don't care about you.
And even four,
that was a Michael Jackson reference.
And even four, of those are worthless.
Tito, I give you a Tito.
There's 14-year-olds you don't write off, like if they're your family or you.
Yeah, you got. Don't you have any young people in your family
you
doing dumb
shit about a bitch? I don't know.
Not
I don't
like
give a fuck.
Hold on, I'm not like Dave. Dave said he knows. He thinks there's 100,000 people in the world that do that. I don't think that. I think there's a very rare type of person that would go and punch a fucking 4 or 5
You
don't think
in the world?
She was enraged.
In the world?
She stopped.
You find
that's
that
what I saw.
Some random set that would just go and punch
fucking
kid.
You guys know how many people there are in the world, right? Like
out of
7 billion?
Half a million?
You can't find
100,000. Five of them was Chinese, by the way.
100,000 sociopaths? Look up what
I'm just saying, I've never seen that. In my 33 years in the world, I've never seen somebody hit a little kid. Now, if I had, I would punch them in their fucking mouth.
Whoa.
If I ever watched that happen, I would personally get
involved. Whoa, Marky Mark.
Louis. Louis J. Gomez.
I was on the United 93. Shit wouldn't have went down like that.
They call me the equalizer. Watch out, baby slappers. The equalizer's coming your way.
I'm going to time it ahead of time before I beat ass.
You're adorable, Louis, but
I will lead you on a Home Alone-like series of traps through the Home Depot.
I just blasted my quads, and I'm going to donkey kick your ass through that cinder block wall.
It's too bad I wasn't in Indiana that day.
I was
working on my mind and body, but if I had been there and I saw that piece of shit, then I would have said, you're written off.
I just ripped up my deltoids and I'm going to throw this fucking queer in a headlock.
Oh, Louis, you dumb bastard.
Yeah. The J stands
though.
For
you.
Genius.
You're bleeding hard.
That should be your business card.
How has nobody said that in this long?
Do you remember the business card we get? Remember that kid? There was that kid who was a waiter at the Cellar, and he started doing comedy, and he went under the name he was real wiggery, and he went under the name Skim Milk, but it was SKI, then
what?
3 M's ILK. And I was like, that's Skim Milk. The third M's for retarded.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You remember
Skim
Milk?
skim milk.
Yes!
Skim
milk, dude. Holy shit.
All right, quick. Shittiest name you can remember from when we started comedy.
Skim milk.
Ignorant nigga.
Oh, that was the worst
one. That was
one.
Horrible. And
listen, I changed it, okay? So listen.
Thank you, Sharab. I wish we had changed it one show earlier.
This is my favorite thing. We used to do Sweet Cheeks because Kev used to host that, right? And they fucking loved Kev and they hated Kev.
Yada, yada, yada. Kev wins.
You guys know Kev.
They throw chicken bones at him.
They hated Kev, too.
He's now told that story. Yeah. He used to deny it happened, but he told it on something.
On SNL, he used it as that's right. Name Sweet Cheeks, yeah.
So Jay was hosting, so the comic that was going up, where Jay's getting everybody's name.
What was Jay wearing, by the way?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was right to ask.
You know what? I'm going to say 76ers jersey, because I remember when the jerseys had come out that day. Like, I remember, like, it was the first time.
And he loved it.
Well, you know what?
Sharon, we're talking Iverson years now.
Look at him. He loved it.
Jay was my first friend that, like, always had, like, new in jerseys.
He's like Patrice that way.
Yeah.
They wanted to be the niggas they wasn't in high school. They was like, I'm going to be that nigga now.
Kurt, you can admit this, though.
What?
I didn't really know when jerseys were coming out. All my friends were the guys who knew my jersey.
Jay hung out with these kids, the Second Mafia, they were called.
Oh, yeah. The Second Mafia. Wait, I forgot that.
Wait,
I totally forgot.
Thank you.
Remember the hand sign?
We need to examine this for a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
Your friends called themselves the Second Mafia?
We got to do another episode.
I had no parts of this. I had no part. But Kurt will tell you, I had no parts of this.
When you did the dance,
No.
Whoa. Everyone, please. Stop fucking talking over each other.
Sorry, I'm getting angry.
I shit on them for this regularly. Yeah. I was not part of this. But yeah, all these
stop
guys.
Stop trying to pretend you weren't down with the Second Mafia.
We tried to make fun of it. We were at a diner. There were these girls. Remember those girls that hung out with them?
Yeah.
And we were talking to them and we're like, tell us about Second Mafia. Like, what are the rules? And the one girl goes, don't tell them anything.
That's the first rule of Second Mafia.
She was so protective of Second Mafia.
But you know what's funny? My friend Mikey was a good kid. He had a good family.
They were all nice. They were like pieces of shit that Lewis would write off. But they were nice kids.
It's not like an episode of the Goldbergs.
But listen, they were nice kids, but it was funny was this one kid, because he knew I had already started doing comedy, and I think he knew like how like much I would shit on the idea of them starting a group called the Second Mafia. But on the back of his fucking Maxima, he got like, you know, decal that was like a 2 with an M in the middle of it. Yeah. He got his and I go, and when I saw the first thing, I go, what is that symbol there? He's like, it's just a cool symbol, man. I think it looks cool. Like, if not wanting to tell me, I go, but it's a very definite thing. Like, what is it? It's a 2? Is that an M with a 2
Did
going
you already
through?
Know you were fucking with him? You already knew?
No. This is my discovery of what this was. He goes, it doesn't, you know, it's just, I guess when we hang out, we go, you know, Second Mafia.
Oh.
Even having to break down and do that, like, sad, like,
by the way,
I don't know, it's dumb. I mean, the guys think it's cool, but I just thought the symbol was pretty neat.
You know, I mean, they named amazing, it, but, dude? You know, whatever, the gag kind
of. Kurt, we can't write them
listen,
off.
You know what, they really thought highly of this mafia, too, because there's the main mafia. Number 2, that's them. They're the Second Mafia. You would have thought it'd be the Russians.
Number 2.
The Albanians. No. Goes from main mafia.
Do you remember? Okay, Kurt, but let's say someone from the first mafia pulls a hammy. Who do you think they're going to look to?
Second Mafia.
Who are you going to dial up? The fucking Russians?
Okay.
No, Second
you're
right. Mafia.
Because let's say La Cosa Nostra, like, quick, we need a rapper named Armani Capone. Who's going to fill in? Anyway, so we're doing Sweet Cheeks. Sweet Cheeks was so fucking miserable. It was like a strip club that got turned into... Was it a strip club?
No, it was a bar.
No, it was an old strip club. The room we did comedy, it was an old strip club.
Okay, yeah, it used to be. Yeah.
Should we take a commercial so you can get the story together?
We are going to take a break after the story. Yeah.
Look how so the reason you do it,
I am.
Listen.
Your instincts.
Where was this during the Harry's livery?
It's superior shave.
So this is why we do the room, because it was vicious, but you would get paid. And a lot of those rooms, you didn't know if you're going to get paid or not. But this room, your money was always there immediately.
Okay.
And you're on stage for maybe 3 minutes.
But you did have to, like, do your time.
Right.
These guys were shifty.
Well, they always pay. I remember I was got paid.
No, but from time to time, when it was like Puerto Rican promoters, they were always pay. They were always good to.
Yeah.
But Rock Solid Productions, ironically, is like the most.
He didn't produce it.
Wait, what color were they, though, Jay? What did you say?
No, they were
Rock Solid.
They're Dan something.
Were they?
They were kind of dark, dude.
Oh, they were black as the night.
But you skated around that, Jay.
Not at all. No. They were black in every awful way they could have been black.
Yeah. Yeah. On the inside, too.
Thank you. My now God. I feel more welcome
just,
here.
Just dark-hearted, awful fucking people.
But that wasn't sweet.
They were proud of their blackness.
And you're welcome your comedy career. The Sherrod, same people will give you a fucking comedy career.
So, Sherrod, so we're waiting to go into the club. So there's always like a line of black people waiting to go in. This is a bad sign. Where me and Jay are standing there. This random black girl in the line turns to me and Jay. Doesn't even know who we are. Just goes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about that. She started apologizing to us. And we were like,
do you remember the cool door guy?
That's ominous. The door guy was a bounty hunter. Yeah.
He used to run IDs.
Yeah, so he had a bounty book open. So the line, as people would come, he would run them through his bounty
book. Are you for real?
He'd make like four arrests a night.
Yeah, he had a van.
He would dog the bounty hunter niggas on his fucking
doorman. As he brought him in as a doorman.
He'd have six guys in zoot suits in the back of a van.
And they would grab someone out of the line and throw him in the van. Which was good. You're like,
a Carl Canoy sweatsuit.
Yeah, so fuck. So
like this is my birthday tonight. What van?
That's a step below. You want
to? So Jay had to host, and also one time Keith and Kev, and I wasn't getting paid. I was just there, like riding along with the show.
That was the
best. And they peer pressured me into going on.
We said any real comic when there's a microphone will get up on.
Yeah,
stage.
Like I didn't want to go. I was like, no, just I'm good. Not getting stage time. It looked like a fucking nightmare. And then they were like, come on, Kurt, what are you, a comedian or a tap dancer?
Kurt did 8 seconds on stage.
And so, what hit him in the head, a bottle or a check?
No, nothing hit me. I get on for 2 seconds, I go, fuck AC. And then people go, fuck AC, what are you fucking saying? Like,
and Kurt leaves.
Nucky Thompson up came next, out of nowhere.
Yeah, up and next, Big me. Jay Oakerson. So now they hate white people. I just said, fuck AC. So Jay starts to talk and just bones of wing bones.
And they're like, chicken wings.
How many did you eat before you ran off?
It looked like in Ninja Scroll, if you ever saw that cartoon when they're whipping all those stars and like a.
But, you know, it's funny, I went back up on stage to get the wing. Like, they threw a dinner roll at me at first and I left the stage. Yeah. And Kev convinced me to go. He goes, if I calm them down, will you go back up? Because here's the thing. If you didn't do your time, they wouldn't pay you.
Right.
And he goes, you got to do at least 10 minutes, man. And I go, they're throwing shit, dude. Like, they threw a dinner roll at me.
How much pay are we talking?
It's like $200.
Yeah, a couple hundred bucks, man. I think like $300
it's
almost.
Worth
That early in comedy? I mean, a year and a half in the comedy? Yeah. Huge. Yeah. $300 for a gig. That was insane.
I would kill for $300 for a gig right now.
Wow. Like, if you guys want to throw
anywhere but on stage, eh, Lewis? So this time Jay was hosting. So he brings fucking. So he's got to bring everybody up. So I don't even know why you agreed to host Sweet Cheeks. I don't know why. But
he wanted the show
money.
Kev.
It was the first.
For.
Oh, yeah, money. I
guess. This is another opportunity.
Jay had
to
abortions
Kev.
To pay for. So he
But Kurt, you can say I knew how to pander in those rooms pretty good for the most part.
Yeah. No. Yeah, listen, you were. They liked you. So he had to bring up the comic. So I think it's the second guy up. He goes, what's your name? He goes, ignorant nigga. And the guy like spells it for you like this. I-G-N-O-R.
Okay, I-G.
And she's like, come on, man. Don't make me bring you up to ignorant nigga.
I asked him to please use his real name that one time.
Just you, yeah. What did he say?
Who are you, Whitey?
No,
the accent's black artist.
Here's what he did.
He's like, okay, Big J, get the fuck out of my face.
He kept convincing me it was cool. So I just went, plowed through it quick. I go, everyone from Club Scotch, you know, ignorant nigga.
No, Jay did the Jay-Z radio edit.
And when I go on stage,
you said what, motherfucker?
Ignorant nigga.
When he comes on stage, he doesn't shake my hand.
Yeah.
And he gets the microphone and he goes, you gonna let a white boy just call me nigga and let him walk out of here?
He set you up.
Set me up.
You was his first laugh.
Yeah. No, they didn't like ignorant nigga. They were not fond of him. He really thought he was gonna be clever and they were like not they sniffed him out of my own way.
You know what? That is really what saved my ass. Is that ignorant nigga wasn't all that good at comedy.
The crowd did not buy his.
Even the crowd was like, "We'll go with the racists."
So there was a guy. I met the stand. I was there early, like one afternoon. I was like in there in the afternoon. They have like open mic nights, I guess. And like someone came in there, and he started going on just shaking everyone's hand. And he's like, "What's your name? You're a comic?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, yeah, it's like Prince something, you know, and I was like, oh, come the fuck on, man. Like, he was so confident, but it was goofy fucking names to come into an open mic with that flourish is so weird. Did I have to watch him? I mean,
you met the Prince.
It happens to him, though. I love when they fucking bite it.
You don't remember what the second part of that name was?
Fuck, I might be able to find out. We're going to take a break anyway here, so let's fucking...
Prince Bubba's?
Let's go... let's go pee and refuel, and we'll be back in 10 minutes to finish
Race
up.
Wars Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, guys, by the way, no, and if you're listening live,
I realize this. And we'll see. Okay. Okay.
If you're listening live, go on Facebook or Twitter right now. Go on Reddit. Go everywhere and tell your friends that you're watching the funniest fucking podcast on the planet and put the link, youtube.com/Legion of Skanks, and let them know to join the fucking show.
Lewis makes straight up eye contact with
Lewis,
the people at home.
Stop being all business, Lewis.
He's business.
Let people just listen to a fucking fun
this
time.
This is his smart side, Sherrod. Let him use it.
Yeah, no, we need that. So go tell your friends about us right now, and we'll be back soon.
Use your schooling, Lewis.
All right, turn the music down. All right, we're doing plugs. I'm going to walk Ding Dong through the plugs.
Why couldn't you just give me the plugs beforehand so I don't get nervous and fuck it all up?
Well, just all you gotta do is read them with some umph, because you do them terribly every time.
I know, because I don't like doing it. Okay, so Sherrod Small is going to be in Foxwoods, Connecticut in June 11th through 13th with Dave Smith. Dave, you're going to be with him in June, right?
Really?
Yeah, and I'll be there the day before.
And the day before, so June 10th also?
Yes.
Okay.
Dave Smith will be headlining June 10th.
June 10th, and then Sherrod, and then I'll be opening for Sherrod the 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Cool. So go see Sherrod and Dave live at Foxwoods, Connecticut. And on June 30th, Sherrod's going to be on Lie Detectors on True TV. So keep an eye out on True TV. Louis J. Gomez is going to be in Yakima, Washington at the Laugh Lounge March 27th and the 28th. He's going to be at Parlor Live in Seattle, Washington. April 17th and 18th, he's going to be at Joker's Wild in New Haven, Connecticut. In April, Jay is going to be at Comedy Connection in Rhode Island, and he's going back to hometown Helium in Philadelphia. Is that good?
Well, I mean, you should be more specific. Like, go to the websites of the clubs. Because
go to the website. Go see the club. Go to Big Jay Okerson.
No, not
on
like
Twitter.
Sarcastically.
This is very poorly coordinated.
Like, imagine. Let's just say hypothetically, there were people listening who you actually wanted to go to this. Picture that scenario, okay? As far out there as that is. Not just like, sorry, please go.
Don't you have a tiger mother? Come on, go.
I don't have a tiger mom. That's why I'm here, because my mom failed.
Just fucking do the dates. We got to go.
All right. Kurt Metzger is going to be in Nashville at Zany's on May 1st and 2nd. It's going to be awesome. Are you happy now?
You're the fucking worst ever.
That's why I said don't make me do this.
All right, let's come back. All right, we're back.
Just like that?
Hey, there it is.
We're back. Not even here.
Yeah, Sherrod had to have a tinkle.
He's pissing.
Sherrod's back.
He'll figure it out.
Whoa, Sherrod.
What an ordeal that break became. Sherrod, are you lighting your cigarette?
What?
Can I have some?
Listen, this is cigarette. I just went to the restroom in here. It was exciting.
Was it made for white hipsters?
I mean, holy fucking skateboards.
Do you feel uncomfortable coming to the Creek? Because it really is a different generation.
No, it's New York City, nigga. This is town.
Was there
born and raised here, unlike you sons of bitches.
Ding Dong, can you fix his...
born and raised. Brooklyn Jewish Hospital. Nigga.
What an origin story. You're like Wolverine.
This is the 13th most times the N-word's ever been said on the show.
Yes. That's and how you fell asleep.
You're our second black guest.
Enough about Patrice's ghost.
Oh, dude, that's one of my favorite stories of all time, dude. Me and Dave Smith jumping in the middle of you and Tommy fighting over Patrice. That was my favorite.
Yeah, we got in there.
You were so strong, dude. Well, it was so hard to get in between.
Don't talk about it in the past tense. It remains the same.
You were so strong, dude, back in your heyday.
That's right.
Before you got that kryptonite bed.
That's right. 4 score.
Before we found out that your strength came from your long hair.
I'll be honest. That day, you, I think I will say, without, and I fully believe this.
We all should have been beating his ass that day, by the way.
I stand
by. We all should have been beating his ass.
I wasn't there.
I didn't know he was going to die.
No matter.
I would have had your back, Sherrod.
No matter, Lewis. Where were you, Jay? You should have been stomping.
I thought Patrice was going to live forever and fight his own battles.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't
You're
know.
A child.
By the way, you know what's crazy about that story? I had no idea we were about, without exaggeration, 7 weeks away from Patrice being
I
dead.
Knew it.
It was like it was almost like Sherrod felt something in his blood as someone started talking shit about Patrice and he snapped. And then, yeah, that was
Why was Tommy talking about Patrice?
I'll tell you, they were having an argument. They were having an argument about it was a little
and he was sparking it.
He
so
was.
I knew that it was. Like he wanted to say something.
It was drunken.
So I was like, I'm gonna let this nigga say.
It was a little drunken. Lisa Lampanelli related because he was banging.
No.
Which
is, this is a little drunken. In fairness,
we kept Lisa out of it.
But he, they were arguing. Tommy said that Patrice had made it too many enemies at the club. Like the staff hated him and everything for the way he
was. I was like, Patrice is always welcome here.
And they said he couldn't. Good. They said he couldn't work there.
If he can't work there, it's not a comedy club.
You're living it again. I don't need you to do that. This isn't
I'm a hit J, yo. I'm a hit Big J.
By the way, this is the first
I
time
I that. I'm a hit Big J.
I've agreed with Sherrod for the night.
If this somebody would have said that about Big J, said Big J's not
of
welcome.
Of course.
Here. I was like, then this is not a comedy club.
So Sherrod's arguing goes, of course, and Sherrod's being great because he's being grandiose. He's going, he'll come here, he'll do an hour and a half tomorrow if he wants, and Tommy's just trying to be the club, the company boy, and he's going, nope, no way.
And we squashed this by,
of course.
I like Tommy.
Of course.
You squash his head
against
a floorboard.
I didn't dislike him when I had to do that.
It was drunken. That's really what it was.
Sometimes everybody needs to be beaten. Even me.
It happens.
And I've gotten them.
But Sherrod goes, he was just talking, and Tommy goes, man, Sherrod, shut the fuck up. And Sherrod goes,
I grabbed my pearls and grabbed my brooch. I was astonished.
He was aghast, to say the least.
Because Sherrod cannot shut the fuck up.
How dare you, sir?
And he said it a few times
reason. It was fuck you. And that, this is
no. Did I get my way out, Jay?
I always remember this because it was Sherrod just said
it. Was
so,
shut the fuck ups.
No, it wasn't.
Absolutely.
It was the word fuck you.
Thank
and
you.
And it was because, I remember this because Sherrod, it so just seemed like, first off, Tommy was getting angry. To me, Sherrod seemed indistinguishable from Sherrod every night. Just like, he was just like, fuck you.
Well, that's why Patrice.
I was in it like, yeah.
He's like, Patrice can come here and work anytime he wants to. And Tommy's like, he's banned it. It's fucked up. And Tommy goes, fuck you. Because
I knew Sherrod I was pushing the button. I knew I was pushing the button.
He was like, fuck you. And Sherrod turned to me and you, Jay. And he goes, but he said it so
more.
Casual.
Yeah.
He goes, I only got a couple more of those fuck yous in me, money. And he goes, in response to that, Tommy kind of stepped up and went, fuck you, like that.
He carried out. He did however many he was.
Sherrod just turned around. Around and fucking
wasn't I right?
Fucking
punch.
Yeah,
he did all four Hail Marys.
He fucking threw that, and then
every blow hit. But listen,
it was so
violence.
Out of nowhere that I think I took another sip of
wait a
beer.
Minute, you
before.
Don't condone violence. You condoned a 13-year-old beating up a 4-year-old little boy.
No, I said that she stopped. So I know she's not a straight
also,
animal.
She said don't give
also,
up on her.
Also, Lewis, you've changed everyone's age in that story to keep making it sadder and sadder. You're talking, you don't give a shit about when a 41-year-old woman kicks an infant.
He was a fetus, Sherrod.
An embryo.
She elbowed a pregnant lady off the top rope.
But me and Tommy, since then.
No, I know. I'm just saying, but I remember like you trying to stop
you
from doing
that. You should
have
stomped him, too. Anybody talk about any comedian, nigga, we stomp him.
Of course.
And we ask questions
well,
later.
Well, why would you take, for Tommy to just have no reason to suck, there's no one around for him to even be sucking up to.
It was weird.
It's at the back room.
So he was pissing in the perimeter like a fucking leopard.
All these people that like work at a club and then they're like, then they gave me some stage time and now I'm that, like,
listen,
you
if
can't
you
do both.
Stage time and
you
fucking
do one
book comics, nigga, kill yourself. Because you're doing both an injustice.
You're going to get half the respect of both.
First. I don't think he does comedy.
But he don't
anymore.
Do comedy anymore.
Yeah, Tommy's
but
not
he
a
But still
comic
got the
anymore.
Dreams. Everybody who books
oh,
or
still-
owns, or, they all had the dreams.
Well, you know what it is? Everyone wants to be the rock star. Like, nobody wants to be the guy behind the
yeah,
rock
no
star going, look at that
no
guy.
No Jew. The Jew?
That's
no, but you're right.
Nobody look, wants to be a Jew.
No little kid ever dreamed about being Michael Jordan's agent. Like no. Someone just settled
some
for that.
Did.
No, but someone settled
some
for that.
Do. I think some do.
No, even that Jew wanted to be Michael Jordan, but he was just a realist. And at some
sure
point,
he
was like, "Okay, I can't do that. But what I could do is be his fucking agent." Believe me, in his heart of hearts, that dude would rather be Jordan than his agent.
What
and
are you
that's
gonna do? Run around with a bunch of Schwartzes all day?
Can you do that again?
I got death.
Was that your Jackie Mason?
I would negotiate a very fair contract for Michael Jordan.
If I could just dribble a basketball, I'd play.
Listen, violence is bad, and I'm against it. And I hate injustice, and I'm against it.
Remember we used to do J.J. Ramirez impressions as he was like the Puerto Rican Jackie Mason?
Oh, yeah.
We go, if you do this, you might be Puerto Rican. You have a screen window, a screen door with no screen in it, you might be...
Okay, you might be Puerto Rican.
You might be Puerto Rican.
You could be Dominican.
Or you go here, and you're there, and over there with the boot. Boot, 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 boot.
That's pretty funny.
Have you ever met Jackie
That's
Mason?
Pretty dead on.
Have you met Jackie Mason ever?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
I met his daughter, dude.
Yeah. I met his daughter a couple times. She did. She read
sure
my palm, actually, at the
I want to ask her.
She looks like she should read your
she really
palm.
Did. She read my palm. She's a palm reader.
But the ball?
Jackie Mason's daughter is a palm reader, and I met her at the Gramercy Hotel in a lobby with fucking John Mayer. Nigga,
my dick read her palm.
Ew.
No, see, what?
That's a fantastic way to put that. My dick read her palm?
Wow.
Yeah. That's the best fucking description of a hand job I've ever heard. Fuck this crowd and fuck everyone at home. If you don't have an accident in your car right now, you're a piece of shit. You don't get comedy. If you're alive right now, you don't know shit about what's funny.
Your dick read her hand and goes, you're going to have a long life and a swimming pool.
Oh, wait, that was Dave. That was peanut crumbs from my saliva.
You guys are great. I'm glad I came here.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, people always get real glad right about the end. right when the weed really starts to hit.
Oh, so this is the end.
No, this isn't the end. We got some more time. We're
thanks, yeah. Lewis, for that.
Where's
anyhow, no, I'm having a great time.
Can I I didn't know, Dave, that you called. Everyone called Ron and Fez to apologize to Fez but me.
For what?
I mean, no. I didn't call to apologize. That's right. Only Lewis called. That's apologize. Not true.
Wait,
I apologize.
Apologies in comedy?
I made a video apology.
Oh, that's right. On the
last
podcast. For what?
I looked Fez right in his eyes.
An apology in comedy?
Dude, we were out.
Can I tell you what?
We were at the Anthony Cumia compound, and we joked around about Fez a little. All right.
Sorry. I was
how do they have a podcast that's nearly as popular as ours? I mean, they don't even care about podcasting.
No. What would you say?
That's why it's nearly.
Oh, you want me to like that, don't you?
Not to be fair, they do one once every 6 weeks.
Baby Kurt's so hungry.
What happened with Fez?
Hungry if I smoke.
We made some, all of us, by the way. I think really it was Anthony. He might have drugged me. But,
Anthony Columbia?
He was feeding us drinks. I don't know what was.
I haven't seen Anthony since I put a wig on and met him in Times Square when he was taking photos.
From what I hear,
how'd that work out?
Nice, guys.
So what happened?
Fez got very upset at all of us because we were making some gay jokes, I guess.
About what? About him?
They were saying that it's harder for an old gay guy that comes out that age to get dick because old gay sex is disgusting.
Welcome to the Jim David story.
Oh, and Fez
the
got
Rick
mad?
Chrome story.
I thought it was a brilliant point Dave that Kumia made.
Dave said the thing in the video. Dave says the one that I know was good, but I don't know if Dave has a history of the show.
Oh, God.
I said it very in jest.
Sure. But dude, I think none of us took ill intention to anything we said, but I know how it's taken.
Is and Fez sensitive about that shit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, super sensitive.
So let's Dave, bring back the audio. So go ahead, Jeremy.
So Dave says he wants...
Just gave him a name.
Fucking name him.
Give him a name.
He has Jeremy hair.
He has Jeremy hair. Beautiful shampoo
he has
hair.
Jeremy spoken school today and spoken class today hair.
Yeah, Omar, if you were in shape, you'd be a good-looking fucking Arab, bro.
Thanks.
Arab?
You could get top-level Arab poon.
Yeah. You gonna let this Jew talk to you that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just fucking. You're a little sloppy, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta get in shape, dude. You're a handsome guy.
No, he's a good looking dude. He's not out of shape. Like,
he's out of
like,
shape. He's in
don't
terrible
have the,
shape.
Don't he looks have like, the
you know what? He looks like Luis J. Gomez after 1 week of not working out.
No, Omar's got
hair grows.
Omar's got Herman Munster body. It's just like, everything he's doing is gonna be big. Like he's gonna hold fucking peanut butter jars and it'll be tiny in his hand
it's
shit.
All chest and arms and forearms.
Yeah. He's got.
It's like Anthony Anderson, but swollen.
He's got Frankenbody.
Well, Jay, what I think we should do to make it up
makeover
to Fez.
On Omar. Okay.
I see you peeking over here.
To make it up to Fez, I think we should.
I see you peeking over here for me.
Are you gonna light that?
You're embarrassing me in front of the other podcast. Sorry, guys.
Is this how race wars runs?
This how it goes.
By the way, if all race wars were this fucking positive and fun, just sharing a joint,
it is. This is what race was is.
Do you guys disagree on the show, or do you?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I still say black people are afraid of ghosts, and Sherrod says it's.
It's not even more about black and white. It's more about Kurt's hatred for religion.
The
he
last
hates religion.
Three have
we
been,
talk about religion.
The
every
last
time.
Three have been like religious.
We got some gender too. We throwing some Israelites, whatever you call them. What
we have black Israelites.
There you go.
Oh, we got black Israelites.
I call them chocolate Jews. Oh, chocolate Jews are coming today.
Yeah. Sherrod says that black people are not afraid of ghosts.
Ghost?
Yeah.
This was. I'm just telling you an example of an
argument. Yeah, ghost and magic, Aziz said. We're scared of that.
Who is a real ghost?
Thank you.
I'd
one
be
dude
called
me saying Aziz said.
No, no.
Black people don't like magic. Something Kanye.
Who said that? Did he really?
No, sorry. I went off book.
How far did you get through Aziz's set to get to that joke?
Too far.
No, no crowd in the room. If you like Aziz,
if he's
positive for engines.
If you hit the resume button on Netflix, where is it at in that special right now?
It's about in the middle where I passed out jerking off. I mean, he's a sexy brown man. I can't help myself.
Who's gonna fault you?
It's a well tailored suit. I don't blame him.
This room does judge me.
They hate your love of Aziz.
Sure they do. Hey, other Jay, stop opening the door for people. Learning names for jokes.
You're good.
You're
doing good.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for that. You animal.
You did so good back there. Well, anyway, everyone apologize but me, but I'm going on this week, so I'm going to fucking...
We all have apologized in our own way.
What did you say? What did you apologize?
I just basically said that Anthony Cumia fed me a lot of drinks. There might have been something in them. I don't know what happened. I don't remember any of it.
Oh, no shit?
It was a bullshit apology. He was making excuses. I was just fucking around. But I said, in all seriousness, if none of us ever meant to hurt Fez's feelings or something like that. I don't know.
I'm going in more aggressive than that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all did this on Anthony's show?
Yeah.
But no, it was our
show.
Trying
to show off.
It was our show.
Oh, and on your show?
We did our show.
We
did our show from Anthony Cumia's house.
That's what it is. You got in Anthony's house and got Anthony drunk with Opie and Anthony. We can say anything.
It's true.
And then you hurt your friend's feelings.
I was drunk with
power. Apologize to him. Nope. I'm tired of you, Jay. I'm tired of your anti-gay
I said nothing shitty.
Rhetoric.
Oh, Jay said nothing. It was Dave. What did Dave say?
We all kind of said. Although I think he was
I didn't
most
say
mad
goddamn
mad.
Thing.
Lewis didn't really say anything. And I said, nothing
normal.
Bad. I said nothing even aggressively bad at all. I said what I think he wants.
Was he mad at you?
Black cock.
I'm second. He's mad at Dave.
He was mad at me the most, I think.
He's mad at Dave at 10. He said 8.5 for me and 6 for Lewis.
Yeah. He was like mad at Dave the most. You know why? Because they fucked. And then he's mad at you.
Yeah. I think you're right.
That was the joke that they fucked.
That's how serious everyone took you. Everyone,
you can leave now. Everyone, fuck the crowd. Jay, you can stay.
Everyone thought maybe when you said it. He goes, did Dave?
Yeah.
Stop making
if that's what it's going to take to make things right.
All right, gayest thing you've ever done, Sherrod, go.
The gayest thing I've ever done?
Yeah.
This podcast.
Oh, easy one. Easy one.
I mean, honestly.
Tip your waitstaff, guys.
He's talking about 5 minutes from now, and we all give him a 3-fucking hand job.
Do you remember when we did the
all dude?
By the way, maybe the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my life when we did the all dude podcast, and Wayne asked me to turn around. naked away as you go, no.
Hey, Dave, why don't you give it a spin, pal?
Hey, pal.
Hey,
you got
pal.
Good glutes.
Hey, pal.
No, Dave has good glutes. That don't make you gay.
What
do you... Dave's glutes.
What's the gayest thing you've ever done, Kurt?
All right, hold on. I'm trying to think. It could be...
When we had sex.
Well, I sucked my own dickhead one time.
That's right. Did you get it?
That's top five.
Yeah. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Does that speak to the size of your dick? Or your
did you really get your own... That's just going to be a huge dick.
But it doesn't like change your life, dude. Like it's not. It's very painful.
It is just the best way to ingest cum.
We told you were going to be a biologist before that day. Remember, a marine biologist. After you saw Free Will, you said never again.
Well, I used to tell a joke about it. This is true. When I was doing that, my mom started banging on my door.
Are you sucking your own dick in there, Kurt?
No. No, she didn't ever told me.
Did you try to talk to her? Did you try to talk to her with cock in your mouth?
Like, no. I'll tell you exactly what I said.
I'm not hungry. I'm all good. I'm full.
Don't yell at them. It's not Race Wars Podcast. Don't yell at people.
Banged. I'm going to yell at Jay like he's
I know. I saw it. I saw it coming up at you.
My mom goes, Kurt, are you masturbating? And I went like this. No, shut up, mom.
Nosy mommy.
I locked my door, thank God. Shit. I don't know what she would have done.
No,
she
I'm drinking a jizz shake. Get out of my room. You don't get my music.
She's like this.
Yeah, it wasn't to completion.
How old were you?
16, 17.
So, all right, that's the way.
Yeah, I mean, but look, I never even tried because I knew it would never happen. I was a fat kid.
Lewis took one look down at that thing.
I never tried either.
Nope.
Yeah, but it's not even, it's a waste of energy.
To suck your own dick?
Yeah. I never tried
that. Yeah, don't
either.
Try to, you're saying it like you're defeated. Like, I never tried.
If I was Dave.
I wanted to try, but it would
nothing,
never reach.
You achieve nothing. If I was Dave, I would have tried.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I just never tried.
I never tried.
Yeah, Dave, you shouldn't try, you
Dave's
fucking
got a big dick, and he's skinny and lanky. I feel like he could bend in a U shape.
I'm kind of built for if anyone
needs someone to
dick.
Help. Yes. Jamie's a Sherpa.
Dave is like
that trail.
Circus Olay of cocksucking.
It's almost like this was God's plan for me, so I can't.
He's
not
so
try.
Bendy.
What's Lave's gayest? I already know Lave's gayest thing.
Mine? I give you my top five. But the Wayne, I will be honest, on the podcast, the Wayne one was probably the most, that's the most live gay.
No, I'll tell you the gayest thing, because remember Lily Vonnegut?
Do I remember? Yes.
Okay, so
she, yeah, a good friend of mine?
Yeah.
So whose father is a famous
Kurt Vonnegut's daughter.
Yeah, I think I remember her. Who I introduced you to?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I recall.
So I was supposed to take...
right after
can I tell the story?
Right after he introduced you to Jenny Steinbeck.
I call you second Kurt, by the way. Because of Kurt Vonnegut. Well, go ahead and finish.
So she wanted me... Remember I got you the volcano for your... Remember I got you the volcano for your fucking wedding? It was like a very inappropriate wedding gift. So we were going to smoke it.
Made for a good night, though.
But she wanted to bang, and she goes, "You come with me. You owe me one." And I did, because I had a worthless
she's
Coke.
She's great. Cake. Listen, she's a great I owed person, her one. By the way. And she has a kid now who's a beautiful boy.
With
that.
Gigantic eyes.
It's going to get back to her. I don't want her to. I love her.
Well, no, this is not about her. This is about the gayest thing I ever saw. Yeah. So she goes, "Okay, so you're not going to fuck a girl so you can go hang out with your gay friends?" And I go, "No, whatever, shut up." So I leave and I go meet you guys stand up in New York. It's you.
Meet your gay friends?
Yeah, it's Jay. So she said it to me. So I go to meet Jay, Lewis,
hey.
And Justin.
All your gay friends.
Okay, so...
You know what? If you hadn't ended
up
with Justin...
Dave!
So all their women are standing off. It's outside the club. I can't remember what the game Lewis Evander was, but he was like hanging the top of his balls out of his pants. And he goes, "Dude, I dare you to touch this with the tip of your tongue."
Yeah.
So either... hold on. Either
are you? He's like, "Yep, I remember that."
So, September 13th.
Hold on.
This
did you touch his scrotum or did he go for yours?
Well, it was a combination of a bunch of things. I touched my tongue to the tip of to his balls.
His ball sack.
To his ball sack.
He touched his tongue.
Not
to
gay
the tip
yet.
Of...
Not gay yet.
Thank you, Sherrod.
But it cracked me up. She called it so well. You're gonna go hang out with your gay. Like right after she said that, I'm watching him touch his tongue to Justin's balls.
Was it hilarious?
So the answer was yes.
It was fucking disturbing.
Was it hilarious?
It's only hilarious because.
Was
it
hilarious?
No, your girlfriend felt weird. Everyone felt weird.
Wait, your girlfriend was there?
It was
They're
hilarious.
All standing in the corner.
Oh, my Kurt. God. What's wrong with
Kurt? How did you get a kid out of her,
Kurt,
dude?
I know you're hanging out with your new friend right now, but don't be that guy. You know that's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
You know that's fucking hilarious.
Your new friend? I know that's for fucking 2 decades.
Listen, you know, we've known each other for so long now.
I like to joke gay as much as the next white guy, but let me tell you something.
Lewis touched his tongue to a probably gay dude's ball.
Hilarious.
Wait, so you're saying Justin is probably
that was
forearm
joke.
Gay?
To be fair, Lewis didn't completely know that when he touched his tongue to his ball.
Guys,
he just had an inkling.
Guys,
he's got a career now. Justin Silver from CBS's Dogs in the City. I just want to make sure everyone knows we're being very
clear. Stop hating on his success.
He's not fully gay. Just his balls are gay. They are now because Lewis touched them.
Well, look,
with tongue, you mean gently sucked on it like an Easter his balls like he was draining an Easter egg.
They're not gay, but his balls are in a committed relationship with my tongue.
Oh my God.
Listen, give Justin the respect you give Kevin.
Afterwards, Lewis's tongue and Justin's balls went to Hooters for the shared 25 wings.
Justin
no,
has a
no,
big
no,
day
no,
too.
No.
Justin
let that, let that be
day.
What it is.
Mm-hmm. I stand by it.
Enjoy it.
Jay's just fantasizing about his next meal.
This crowd's not progressive enough for me. That shit was future funny, yo.
Megadeth, scratch his eyes out.
That was like the rush of comedy.
Jay does prog comedy.
You guys
now?
See, in 2025, that shit's going to be so fucking retro.
But what's the gayest thing you've ever done? Not the gayest thing you've ever seen, Kurt.
I've done personally.
Dude, please tell my favorite story of all time.
I think we told it on the podcast.
What?
But whatever. What's it called? Fuck.
But I didn't do
chant,
it.
The chant.
Yes. I'll tell a story, but see, I didn't participate. But yeah, this kid I hung out with.
Rape that ass.
Shut
Rape
up, that Lewis. Ass. That's not the story, you fucking.
Is that a different
Lewis,
story?
Lewis, wrong story.
Is there a different story?
We're never
ass?
Telling that story.
Yeah, that's the Lewis Gomez story.
Rape that ass.
Lewis
no,
J.
I hung
Gomez
out with
story.
These kids that,
JD's nuts.
I like when I lived in first lived
Thank
in Tom's
you,
River.
Friends.
It was a mostly Jewish block,
right.
So I'd hang out with these Jewish kids. I've like let's see what his name is. We'll
I
call
love
him Josh.
The story.
We'll call him Josh. And this other kid, Brian, and we were all Josh was like a spoiled kid. Like I don't know where their money came from, but they
Jew shit, bro.
His dad was a police detective. I don't think he made
oh, right.
money like that, but they had a lot of money. And so he always had good presents, okay? And he was kind of an asshole. He was a real Cartman-like kind of kid, but he had good toys, you know?
Sure.
So I'd be playing with his toys, yeah. So fucking, he had that He-Man slime pit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good
fucking
pit.
Fucking awesome slime pit.
You run out of slime, but it was a good toy.
Well, then you put that furry guy in there and ruin him with that shit.
Oh,
that's the
it
fucking
was stick all in his fur.
Skunk-or.
No, Stink-or, just nobody would play with him. Stink-or, like, ew, Stink-or.
I bought him, though.
It's yeah, like just Beastman, not Beastman.
What a bad idea for a toy. Well, so and then he had this motorcycle with the helmet. You pull the helmet,
oh,
and it
totally,
goes.
Totally, yeah.
He had good shit. So,
this is like comic book men.
Yeah, okay, so this is where it scares
me. Your nerds are laughing.
This is about to get even more like comic book men.
Pitch out to Steve. I don't know.
This is like after hours of the comic book men.
So, so Jason, we're all three of us are hanging out, and or Josh. I mean, he goes,
Brian.
He goes, hey, we're gonna play a new game, and he goes in the closet, and he's in there for a while, right? And me and Brian are like ignoring him, playing with his toys. He comes out with a suit, like, and it was like his dad's suit, so it was like huge. It looked like the Talking Heads guy in the 80s. And he comes out, and he's got a police badge, like his
Max
dad had given him a badge. Yeah, he comes out. He goes, all right, we're gonna play cop. He goes, we're gonna play cops. He goes, Brian, get on the bed. I got to check your butt for drugs.
Oh, right to that. Man. No fucking rights reading. No fucking.
Yeah,
anything.
He didn't Mirandize
him
first.
How old are you guys?
I was 32, and they. No, I was.
All those be tried as an adult.
I was in the third grade, and they were in the second grade.
I feel like how I didn't know about the idea of check your butt for drugs would have been. That's a fairly advanced thing to know.
Knew,
in the third grade.
Yeah, playing, he plays cop. He plays cop.
You know, it's more advanced when they fucking found 2 kilos of coke up Kurt's ass.
And thank God he didn't get to my ass. I was riding dirty that day.
It's weirder when you're playing cowboys and Indians and you do it.
So Brian goes,
riding dirty.
So Brian goes, I don't want to do it. And then this kid Josh is the funniest shit. He goes, you have to. It's my house. Which is like just
sound logic when you're a kid. Though.
I know that.
Now to this day, that's sound logic.
That really that's the Sandusky logic.
Well, no, I mean you could just leave. By the way, in reality, he was making a very good point.
And not hang out.
If you want to play in my house, you're gonna let me check your asshole for drugs.
Well, that's just basic property rights.
Shut up. So Brian goes.
You shut up.
Brian goes. No, it's your parents' house. He pulled that fucking.
Okay, well, that's
just gonna make him angrier, though.
He goes, I'm gonna tell my mom. She's gonna tell you have to leave. And nothing in Brian's head was like, you're gonna tell your mom, I'm gonna let you go up my butt, and she's gonna tell me to leave. So nothing.
Oh, please don't make me leave.
So I'm Brian, but that's the house. Yeah.
So he was beat. I mean, through incredible lawyer skills, he was beat. And so Brian goes, so he gets on the. So but at this point, by the way, I'm a year older than them, so I'm like, look. This is their thing, you know?
You got a pack of cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve?
Yeah.
I'm
just combing my hair in the
car. I'm checking butts. I'm not getting my butt checked.
So I'm just not acknowledging anything, right? I'm just looking at this toy. But I'm hearing everything.
You knew what was going on.
So I don't know how Brian got on the bed. I don't know if he was like face down, but he pulled his pants down. Okay? The next thing I hear is Brian like screamy squealing. Like he's like, and then I just hear this other kid laughing. Just like,
that's the sound of justice.
Yeah. Okay. I was telling you, he was like, I don't know if he found drugs, but he checked. Like,
yeah.
It was not from lack of checking. And, so he goes, all right, Kurt, now it's your turn. I go, yeah, I'm not doing that, man. And he goes, come on, Brian did it. And Brian's sitting there with his pants down. He goes, I did it.
Come on, bro. We made a pact.
I'm like, I'm not doing that. And he goes, then you have to leave. And I'm like, come on, man. Don't make me leave.
Good toys, dude. Good
you
toys.
You don't know what I'm sending you back to.
Don't make me
leave. Kurt was fucking Jehovah's Witness. They had no good toys.
We had nothing.
No
I'd rather live
no
in this den of butt play.
You just had fucking five sticks like shaped in the shape of a man.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Yeah, it
was nothing's free. Close. Nothing good and free is free. That's what you were learning that day.
Yeah. So he goes, then you have to leave. And he goes, okay, well, then show us your penis. I'm like, no. He goes, then show us your butt. I'm like, no, man, come on. And he goes, then you got to leave. Then they start chanting, penis, butt, or leave. penis, butt, or leave. Penis, butt, or leave.
It's like an episode of What's Happening when it's like no rerun.
No Roger, no rerun, no rent.
No Roger, no rerun,
so
no
listen,
rent.
Let me tell you something.
How does that sound like coming from 2 first graders?
It was devastating.
Delightful. Penis, butt, or leave. One of them's got a fucking greased asshole sitting on his stomach still.
I got
it sounds like Lord of the Flies.
It
penis,
was.
Butt, or leave. Piggy's fucking telling you to join.
It was like Piggy.
Trash the conch.
Did it break you at all, or are you held it set?
No, I got up.
Were you debating penis or butt at any point?
No, Jehovah doesn't let you play penis butt. I was a Jehovah's Witness. So I got up, and I was in tears leaving. I'm like, oh. Okay.
One more thing Jehovah doesn't let you do.
You gotta leave. Your crying made me come.
Okay, so as
I wish my God would let me show you penis.
Yeah, he just cock blocks me. So I'm leaving. As I'm leaving, I see this kid's adopted Filipino sister peeking through the door.
Real time.
So then
real
you showed your penis.
So now, so then I'm like, well,
penis
I guess,
but the Reeve.
Yeah. So she went and told this kid's mom. So as I'm walking, his mom doesn't even acknowledge me leaving. She's just storming up the stairs.
Ha ha, coach is a Reeving.
Yeah, I heard this kid getting beat from like, so it was like about a block away. So at least half a block I could hear him getting hit.
No shit.
Oh, yeah, she went batshit.
Just right in front of the kid with his fucking asshole out still.
So she was hitting
him
like...
She probably hit both of them.
She was
no
hitting
rush.
Him like he's played Penis Butter Leave before and been told that game is not okay. Again with the Penis Butter Leave.
About Penis Butt or Leave, well, I said to you 3 weeks ago.
Which is even hotter
what
than the game
I
itself.
I tell you about Penis Butt or Leave?
But I bumped it like later. And I used to tell this story all the time because it cracked me up. I bumped into the girl when we were teenagers, you know, and the Filipino girl, and I brought it up, like, the whole story. I'm like, remember that? She's like, no.
How did you bring that up?
No, I don't remember. Because
he's inappropriate. He's inappropriate.
The first thing I did when I saw her.
You look great. Remember Penis Butter Leaf?
Yeah. He's and then the someone worst. Told this kid, like, it got back to him in his school. He goes, no, Kurt was the one that did it. He used to go around wearing a dress all the time, and the parents wanted to call the cops, but then they couldn't.
I'm just taking his side.
That's great to not even deny. Just Kurt's the one that did, like, just a little
but
thing.
He added
like,
a whole
it wasn't penis,
but
there was a fourth option
but we're
in
all,
there. Was,
I actually buy the Kurt, the one that
I was
going to
say, but we're only hearing Kurt.
You know what I did
Kurt.
Do? Hold on.
I have the option of
I'll tell
Kurt.
You what I did do when I was five.
Here we go.
I remember I played doctor with my sister, but this is the extent of it.
How many objects did you
put
inside of her?
I took a doll shoe from one of her dolls and then stuck it in her butt crack.
See what I'm saying?
And then my mom caught us. That's all I got up to. That's
I know who he
I
is.
I don't know what base that is.
Sherrod, that's called white shit.
Oh, yeah.
I
saw
things in my cousins.
You used to play
Chris Rock? I refuse to believe that's white shit when Keith proudly tells me he lost his virginity at 11.
You used to put butt crack shit to your cousins?
Yeah, some stuff.
What stuff?
Wait a minute. Does Tony Rock forgive you?
Let me look around the room and make sure I can trust everybody here.
Oh, come on. There's a girl with blue hair.
Death.
You can trust
right.
that.
Like Barbie stuff.
Barbie
legs,
stuff.
Like a Barbie
arms.
Pool?
Feet? Yeah.
Did you and your friends gangbang a Barbie?
Did you shove a Barbie Corvette in her pussy?
Other things to a cousin. Dry humping. It started at dry humping. Then it went to...
Wet humping?
Sucking his dick.
That came later, Lewis.
Dude, what about...
Lewis loves, like, boy-on-boy stuff. You love
no, come on, that's hilarious.
No,
I don't want to be a new friend here. But...
Lewis Don't break eye contact. Yes, he was delicious. No. Oh, shit. Just, you know,
dude, what about...
Humping.
The...
Cousin humping, Jay. Yeah.
Jay, well, you know anything about cousin?
Yo, he told the whole... We had a whole episode about him fucking...
Oh, you told the story already?
No blood.
You ate a pussy. You
no
ate a pussy.
No blood relation.
Yeah, not a blood relation, but you
ate a box. Shut up. Like, you didn't do it to a blood relation. You might not have told us the story, but we know it happened.
Didn't happen.
Fucking
no, the end result of that story.
I'm not that white garbage.
That summer, your cousin came over, your mother left.
I'm telling you, a girl.
It was hot.
I'm telling you, a girl.
You took your shirt off.
That's a lot of detail.
You had a ColecoVision.
There was
Alf
that pool.
Was on.
There was that pool with the frog head. There was a little slide. You'd fill up with a hose.
You Alf finger banged your cousin. Say it.
No, I won't say it.
Listen, Jay. If you remember, the end result of that story was that you were more turned on because she was your cousin. So
that
we
never. What, that never.
Yes, it was. Remember, this is
no.
What, this was.
Thank
you're
you.
Making that
I
up
even
completely.
Know it.
Jay,
but,
listen.
Go ahead,
I swear, listen back. It's on fucking recording. I can't
thank
make
you,
this
Lewis.
Up.
Find that.
It's on recording.
Thank
and you.
You
said
find that. We'll
the,
all
the admission that you had made was the reason you
they
were
get a hold of that cousin. We're all gonna
the reason you were so turned on was because she was your cousin.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think
not blood related, but that's why
you
we decided
what?
That
Jeremy
it counted.
Jeremy with the great hair, bring up the audio. Bring it up, Jeremy.
Jeremy's really off his game today.
He's so off.
Jeremy. Anyone else?
Jeremy, where do you go? Where do you go in your head when we say
dude,
things?
Never,
Jay knows he's
never
done things
feel
with cousins.
Like my cousins.
You know
ever.
You did.
Never.
Just the one.
Jay,
and they're attractive, but
just
you know
the
what?
One.
Jay, whatever gets you to sleep at night.
I'm telling you.
It's more than one.
Oh, it is more than one. You're right.
He does make
Fuck
a good
you,
point.
There are, two. Me.
There are two. But I've told both of those stories.
So was that right?
No.
A little bit.
You're still in denial.
It's like a it's my grandfather's cousin's granddaughter. Yeah, exactly.
So wait cousin. A minute. What?
So it's my first cousin.
Wait, it's your sister?
It wasn't my cousin.
I was just saying, it was it's my great-great-great-grandfather's great-great-great-great-granddaughter.
You have the same blood
It's my
type.
Sister.
Did you fuck President Obama?
Just, it's my grandmother's daughter's son. It was me, okay? I fucked me.
I jerked off.
It's the old positive cousins.
I feel like you're trying to get me to say that because you fucked a cousin.
No, I didn't fuck him, but I dry humped the shit out. I dry hump cousins.
What is dry hump?
After even, here's the thing. Even after I knew it was wrong, I did it more.
What's the outcome of dry humping?
It was fun.
To completion?
Back then, it was fucking.
Did you finish off?
Oh, did I ever? At first,
what?
No.
Oh.
Then second, yes.
Oh,
I used
you
to
learned
spill everywhere.
It?
Wait,
all
first
over
and
the
second
family
cousins.
Sofa.
I've never
family sofa.
Dude, I've never ever understood that whole. When guys say they go to strip clubs and they come,
yeah,
it's
crazy.
I couldn't possibly.
Because you don't wear sweatpants. When
yeah,
you
yeah, even if I wore fucking.
All the pervs laugh. Mega
no,
death.
By the way, you're right. Because, yeah, it's the whole thing. You guys wear like windbreaker pants. You're just like fucking Sinbad.
I wear loose leaf paper.
Dude,
as
the funny
a
thing is, guys go in with like business suits and basketball shorts. That's
the thinnest material
like,
you can
on.
Wear over your cock.
But no shit. They do. And they go to Sherrod. You've
I
come in a strip
you.
Club.
Oh, I haven't.
What
from grinding? You've come in a strip club.
From fucking, I come in a
strip okay, club. Okay, I'm saying, but not
like
from
this. Best week ever. And they fuck.
But I'm saying not from. Not, I'm saying not from. I'm saying just girls grinding on you. Christine's your biggest fan.
Christina's laughed out loud just now.
You can always tell.
It's hard to make her laugh out loud.
No, it's not.
She's like this. I'm a manager at a club.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, kid, let me help you out.
Christine laughs out loud all the time, and she's the most noticeable laugh besides Rebecca.
Shut up, Louis and Louis's baby.
Oh, what? Shit. Double dose. You just got nailed. You got nailed like that kid and their five-year-old brother.
Yeah.
Look at his face.
You and your baby just got
Bro,
beat up.
Bro, you don't
fucking
tell my baby to shut up.
He just made an MMM face.
Louis, just trust
me. MMM?
Louis just sized
whatever
you
they
up.
Listen, whatever they watch, these kids.
All right,
oh,
wrap
I love
up.
That silence. That silence
we gotta wrap up.
Great.
Yeah, all right.
Are we done?
Yeah.
You almost... Listen, Jay...
What?
Jay.
What?
I came over on the 7 train.
I know, you're my dude.
To see you, because I love you.
You're my dude.
And you're raising my daughter.
Yes. She's 12. She's 5'10". You still want her?
I love her. You're going to volleyball 5'10". Fucking championship. State champs.
She's 5'10". She's terrible at every tall thing. Basketball and swimming. She's a dud. Oh, dude.
What about punching you vertically down?
You want to hear? Yeah, you want to hear a great thing?
Vertically down?
She fucking went to a swim meet. She's hilarious. She goes and she lost by a lot. And then I go.
Stop laughing.
There was four.
She gave
sisters.
It her all.
Stop laughing at me.
Leave her alone, yo. That's my baby.
I love her. Right. I sat there at this meet. And fucking faked pride.
But there was a don't act like every show she saw you do, you kill, nigga.
She's never seen me. I am filthy. I will not put her
but
through
you
that.
Don't always kill is my point.
Oh, no. No. Yeah, she'll see plenty of fucking L's, I'm sure, in her life.
You know what, crowd? You could have gave me more. Other Jay, that was your opportunity.
But you know why? But this is why her mom's great. This is why her mom's great for her. Like, mom's really fucking ego boost, man. They're fucking amazing. Her mom goes, she came in fourth place out of four. And then I go, man, that swimming is not working out, huh? I mean, that was, she came in fourth place by 3 minutes. And they go, and her mom goes, nope. She goes, the other two kids jumped off the block a couple seconds early, and so they got disqualified. She actually came in second place.
Wow.
You're going to count that? You're going to put that trophy on the fucking
and even
wall?
Even more than that, she came in fourth place out of 5 billion, nigga.
No.
There's 5 billion people on this planet. And she came in fourth.
Wrong.
Out of all of us.
Wrong. She
came
in fourth.
137th. I didn't even try. Yeah, she came in fucking fourth out of 5 billion, you fucking animal. Raise my daughter right.
I'm just telling her not to be a whore every day.
1 second. Megadeth, kill.
Well, listen, you're going to have to tell her she's good at swimming because...
It's either swimming or whore, Kurt. Is that your thing? That's your goddaughter.
There's no poles in the water. No, not...
By the way,
I would say good job.
Her godfather just preaches anti-religionism all the time.
So?
Yeah. But he's good to her. But he shows up once a year and brings a fucking Game Boy, dude.
It's more than God ever
That's
did.
That's all you got to do. Does God make it happen?
God made
every
Game Boy.
Every year, Kirk comes through with some sort of a GameStop-related gift, and it works.
Thanks to Amy Schumer.
Really? It's my Amy Schumer money, so.
Yeah,
thanks to Amy Schumer and the GameStop they built at the train near Jane's house. These are those two things.
It's like perfect timing.
The GameStop near the train.
What a great podcast this was. I mean, sure, I had to come over on the 7 train and hang out with Jeremy with great hair producing the show.
Did you eat?
Eat?
Did you eat here?
No, I did not eat.
The food's fucking unreal.
Well, I didn't have food.
You should have eaten.
But it's all right, because you're going to drive me home, son of a bitch.
I'm not driving.
Christine?
What, you don't lie? Why would I? I would drive you home if I drove you.
Let me scowl the white faces in here for cars.
Do you really look at my chick?
These are a car.
Let me scowl the white faces.
Listen.
Beardo.
Sherrod, that hurt my feelings.
Glasses. Fucking beard.
I live in Queens. I'm driving.
Yeah, these are Queensies.
You guys are useless.
I'm going to get an Uber, dude.
Try to charm Ding Dong in the
last time
home.
I came to all the boroughs, I graduated from Bishop Lachlan High School in Brooklyn.
Listen, Ding Dong's got a car.
2 years ago, by the way.
Ding Dong's got a hilariously Asian girl car. I didn't realize it. She has a really tiny car with a like Hello Kitty.
Yeah, you do.
She does.
You're my Uber tonight, you son of a bitch.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Wow.
Just say nigger next time and it hurt less.
Yeah, Jesus.
I mean, wowzers.
I have the right to share an Uber with me.
I'll share with you.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're paying for it, though.
So easy.
Thank you, Amy Schumer, for the Uber call.
Can you split Ubers on the app? Can you, like, split it with two people?
Wait. Bee, 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 bee.
That'd be. You can do that. You can do that, really?
I want to hug and kill him.
That's
always.
That's pretty fucking.
I always want to hug and kill him.
The fact that they figured that out already.
Lewis.
Shut up. Why did you guys tell me to shut up?
He don't even hear
you. You guys won't shut the fuck up.
Kurt don't even hear you.
It's both of you.
Kurt, you don't even hear him.
Shut up.
Kurt,
you don't even
hear him. Shut up.
Kurt, I want to tell you.
I hate race wars. I hate them.
Lewis. Lewis,
I never
down.
Want them again. The worst of Gina.
I'm on your team.
Lewis is ragging right now, so let him be.
No, it's not what's happening. Kurt does. I don't know if Kurt's aware of this. If he is, it's hilarious.
What?
He comes in.
Give me that.
He has such outwardly zero respect for Dave and Lewis that it is
what?
The funniest
no.
thing in the world.
As he should. Oh, not Dave, though. Dave's good.
Now?
Dave, me and Dave have bar fights together.
We're talking about Kurt right now. And his lack of respect at him telling us to shut up when we interject with jokes.
He told him to shut up
because
16
you,
times.
And then
and
talked
four
over.
Four times, I've had to almost crack
you
my fucking glass in his big,
you,
dumb, ugly head.
You're Caitlin and Karen. You're Caitlin and Karen to
I'm not Caitlin and Karen.
Yes, you are.
You do fuck Dave, so he's kind of Karen to you, but I didn't even see it. Hold on. I didn't even see it until he said it.
Can I say?
You know it's right.
Give me the floor for 1 second here, because I want to say a great... This is great. This is what I try to say, though. Kurt... is such a lunatic, he means nothing by it. And we have evidence of that. One of my favorite stories ever was Dave and Kurt stayed at my house one night. They came to hang out, and they got into a political... We were smoking weed. They had a political discussion about like health care, like free health care.
Obamacare.
Yeah, they were funny. And Kurt, the end of the conversation, he was like, really, Dave? Really? You think people should have to pay for insurance so my fucking girlfriend could die from Crohn's disease? You fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. And he walks out of the room. And Dave's looking at me like, I think I'm going to fight Kurt. And I'm like, I go, dude. I go, wait. And I go outside and I smoke a cigarette with Kurt. And Kurt goes, but Kurt's such a loop. He just talks like that. Because he comes back in. I'm telling you his first words back in the room. I didn't warn Kurt.
He
say, hey, Kurt. I go, I didn't say, Kurt walks back in the room. He goes, Dave, did you see that video online about it? Like he's just not. It's over it.
He's unaffected.
He's crazy.
You know how many times I'm trying to fucking spark this nigga into a like starting a fire in my house? He
Dude,
won't do
Lewis
it.
Lewis has the greatest story of Kurt flaring up and throwing that fucking Slurpee against the car window.
Yeah,
and
yeah, we told
it's
podcast,
so great.
But
listen, he is a psychopath.
Really, he bounced back so beautifully. Dude, it was why I fucking love Kurt. That Slurpee hit you, it was 40 degrees outside, and you jumped up and down like a bridge troll. Oh, my God. Dude, this fucking cab driver. Cab drivers make me fucking furious.
So Lewis, too, dude. Lewis, I've seen
really?
Lewis.
Dude, I go from 0 to 100.
Let me hear this white dude explain how cab drivers make him furious.
He shot had to fucking.
Well,
I was
they pick
leave
him up. So
doors open.
Eat my pussy, nigga.
He has to interact with them. They pick him up.
Shut up, Lewis. Stop acting like
dude.
Lewis.
Dude, Lewis.
They passed you by. You
Lewis. Lewis.
Nigga.
Lewis threatened to beat the shit out of a cab driver and then left his fucking phone in the cab.
Yeah. All right.
Left his phone in the cab.
And then I called him up and I was like, hey, I changed my voice. I was like, hey, I left my phone in your cab. He was like, yeah, you're dead, faggot. Click.
You know what? I was the driver. That's what's so crazy about this.
Guys, plug all your stuff.
I just got that one date.
Listen, we got a lot of shit going on.
No, but I mean, like, you know.
Race Wars is about to be a fucking TV show, by the way.
No shit?
No shit.
Fantastic, dude.
They're renaming it.
Whitey Promises. We got white people promises. Stuff.
Oh, it's just White Promises? I'm not going to take
Netflix
that.
And somebody else? We'll see.
Good shit.
Who cares?
You.
Jay.
What?
No.
Yes.
Listen, this
are you guys
this
doing
is what it's about right here.
Acting
Jay,
class right now?
Right here. No. This is what it's about.
You have a blue shirt.
We do it for right here. We do it for right this. Right it's here is what we do.
For us.
Everything else we get is like how much watered down shit can it happen to it.
Five friends smoking a fucking cigarette, right?
Yes, that's
if you really don't get like fame or whatever, like how Kev got it, then who gives a shit, you know?
It's
like
we're nothing. Lucky.
What are you talking, big dick fame?
Just anything's anticlimactic.
Yeah, but you want to sustain a certain like fucking financial status in your
life.
Listen,
we're going to make money in this business. We already knew we're going to make more money in it. Just stay true.
I went to the accountant today so you can see what you're making. You're like, oh, shit.
Oh, I didn't even want to think about it, dude.
It's going to pee so bad. Oh, my God, I got to pee so bad.
We're wrapping it up, everyone. That's it. Fucking, we got our plugs.
There's
got to
be two episodes. We got to get a copy of this, too. It's going to be a Race Wars episode.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
And a Legion of Skanks.
That's what we
even
do,
though
yeah.
I only saw about three skanks.
Absolutely.
All right.
You guys fucking
killed
it.
We love you guys.
We're
family.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We'll see you guys next week on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
Hey,
what a show.